any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the Voice of the People. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
Are you ready?
I was born ready.
Considered by many to be pound for pound the best fighter in the world today. Four division, five-time world champion.
Oh, look at this guy.
He is now boxing's first ever undisputed super middleweight champion of the world.
Dones y caballeros de Guadalajara, Jalisco, México.
¡Viva México, cabrones!
You know, my brother. And you will see. Because I'm going to fuck out everybody.
You know, I mean, I would love to fight Canelo. I would love to show the world that I'm the best.
I want
to
get Canelo out here to Houston.
So, Canelo, where your cojones at? Let's get it.
Payday, payday. You want payday. I know that. Man, you fight with nobody.
TheBoxingVoice.com.
Meet those payday chingados.
He smacked the shit out of Canelo in
get
person.
The fuck out of here, man. Please. I'm going to knock out these guys.
Mira, en este momento puedo hacer lo que yo quiera, ¿no?
Saúl Canelo Álvarez.
FCS promotion.
That's funny. I think that's funny.
A little bit.
Canelo, are you ready?
¿Está preparado?
I was born ready.
Considered by many to be pound for pound the best fighter in the world today. Four division, five-time world champion.
Oh, look at this guy.
He is now boxing's first ever undisputed super middleweight champion of the world.
Damas y caballeros de Guadalajara, Jalisco, México.
¡Viva México, cabrones!
You know, my brother. And you will see. Because I'm going to fuck out everybody.
You know, I mean, I would love to fight Canelo. I would love to show the world that I'm the best.
I want
to
get Canelo out here to Houston.
So, Canelo, where your cojones at? Let's get it.
Payday, payday. You want payday. I know that. Man, you fight with nobody.
TheBoxingVoice.com.
Meet those payday chingados.
He smacked the shit out of Canelo in
get
person.
The fuck out of here, man. Please. I'm going to knock out these guys.
Mira, en este momento puedo hacer lo que yo quiera, ¿no?
Saúl Canelo Álvarez.
FCS promotion.
That's funny. I think that's funny.
A little bit.
Canelo, are you ready?
¿Está preparado?
I was born ready.
Considered by many to be pound for pound the best fighter in the world today. Four division, five-time world champion.
Oh, yo, 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 yo. Bro, what's up with Bo following you to the kitchen?
Oh, we live. What up, yo?
Good morning. Buenos dias. Buenos dias, mi gente. Yeah, bro. You know, he did it the first time. I think the people like to see how Ringwalk makes his coffee.
What the freak?
Yeah,
I highly...
A splash, just a little splash. They haven't...
Oh, look at this guy.
This you guy know. Gets one spin-off series, Ringwalk with Danny, and he thinks he's a star now.
Ha! Bro, you're the one claiming I'm out here kissing babies and shit.
I heard that this episode has you kissing a baby.
Nah, I didn't kiss a baby, bro. It's just, you know, the kids are tuned in. Even though it's recommended not for children.
Yeah, somehow.
The kids are tuned in. They said that their dad plays it every day driving them to school. And
wow.
He was like, we'll have it pulled up on our tablet in the back. I'm like, that's pretty dope.
That is pretty crazy with all the curse words around his parts. But what's up, man? Buenos dias.
How are you, bro? How you feeling?
How are you?
No bueno, bro.
Why? Oh, because of the shirt.
This guy.
Oh, look at you. Yo, so guys, early. We're going to the Rolly Romero media workout, and we're going to get you some autographed gloves. We're going to get a little Rolly glove. We're going to get – well, let's figure it out right now, because this dude was mad scared to talk to Rolly the last time he was there. Don't stunt.
Bro, he was working out.
All right, so let's just figure it out
right
now.
Here's the thing with
Ness. Let's just figure it out right now.
Let's figure it out.
You going to get the gloves on or am I for Rolly?
Oh, I could get it signed.
All right, so I got Laura.
All right.
So that means Bo.
You need me to translate or you know how to speak enough?
Nah, if you want to translate, that'll work. All
right.
That'll make it even easier. All
right.
What about you, Bo?
I got to see who all going to be there.
What? This guy's dropping the ball, man.
What he was supposed to say is, I'm going to be too busy talking to Leonard, figuring out what day works for him to come.
You think Ella be going
to
be there?
I get Jesus Ramos.
You think Ella be going to be there? Because if Ella be going to be there, I'm pushing up.
No, you don't.
Bro, he's my dude, man. For real. I knew things changed in the tank. I mean, obviously from that fight to now, I could have said a whole bunch on my podcast to fuck up the relationship, but I feel like that day, Tank Leo Santa Cruz in Atlanta, yeah, LB made it clear he fucks with me. I was the only one that got an interview. He tapped me on the shoulder like, what's up, Ness? I'm like, okay, what up, Mr. LB?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
Yeah, no,
I think if I see him in person, we could do so.
He's always been good.
He's a busy man, so it's always hard to get someone
busy,
in here.
Very busy. And I know, I wish Malik was in here. I know he's here, but I wish he was in here because he would know. But I know his daughter is a very successful basketball player here.
What?
Yeah.
Like WNBA stuff?
No, like
college.
High school, but like one of the top players in the country type of thing. So
who's his daughter?
Leonard's.
Ellerby.
And so I know that he's always traveling for that as well because we was talking about it last time I saw him. Yeah, no, Leonard's always been good to me, bro. It was just funny because I don't want to say what fight, but there was a fight, and after the post-conference, somebody made a comment, you know, comparing somebody to Floyd. And, you know, it's Leonard. So he's like, oh. So after, you know, camera stopped rolling and – he, like, walks up to me. He's like, yo, you hear this motherfucker? And I just start laughing. I'm like, yeah, that's, you know, that's when I knew. I'm like, okay, I might be in here. Just might.
Yeah, man. So are you guys ready? You ready for a little laugh?
Let's do it.
All right. I mean, see, I'm going to just go ahead and tell my audience that things have changed. You know, back in the day, I used to have the power to just do whatever I want. Now, Bo is like somehow superseding everything I do and slowing it down too. So where was I going with this? Yeah, I don't know.
You forgot?
Mm-hmm.
Damn, bro.
I was going somewhere.
Yeah, you was talking about.
Miss Mason didn't want those vibes in the air, so I forgot it. That was G-O-D. I forgot what the hell I was going with that. Oh! That's why, because I got this image pulled up, not yet, Austin, but soon we'll screen share it, which could have been our version, and we'll just say it. Yes, I look up to Charlemagne the God, and he's the truth. So I think that we should adapt Donkey of the Day, but, you know, maybe come up with our own spin. So I'm looking to all my rappers in the audience and in our community, all the Stainlesses and James Paynes to come up with a synonym, right, for Donkey of the Day. Hook us up so we have our own version. That being said, this hasn't been approved by Bo. Had it been...
But I'm pretty sure it didn't... What? Nah, I was going to say, wasn't that an idea before...
Yeah, it was an idea that we were supposed to implement, but obviously Bo hasn't said yes fully. That's why it's not done. So, but this will be some sort of example of Donkey of the Day Boxing Voice version. Again, this wasn't approved by Bo, So maybe he wouldn't have chose this. But go ahead, Austin. We actually have two donkeys of the day. Danny has a funny one out of boxing. I have one in boxing because my man Yard, even though I love him, and I really do love Tunji Ajayi, I wish I could go to my sound bites without screen sharing and play with the A-side soundbite. But he says, and I quote Anthony Yard, I am going to keep a close eye on it when they fight each other, and I will be looking to destroy the winner.
I think that's funny, huh?
Come on, y'all.
You don't believe in Anthony Yard, huh?
It ain't that I don't believe in him, but we talk about Joe Smith and Arthur Beterbiev. Whichever one of them win, come on, man. They not even Kovalev. Like, Kovalev was knocked out before and tired and old.
Didn't he knock Yard out with a jab?
Yes. Yard knocked himself out. He was very exhausted in that fight. But we are here to discuss Canelo Alvarez exceeding 600,000 pay-per-view buys. According to Eddie Hearn, Canelo has gone through 600,000 on DAZN pay-per-view. But Danny, are you ready? Oh, I have to do it, right? Because you want audio? Yes, we do need audio. We do need audio to show Danny's donkey of the day.
Which I did.
I don't think we can say that too. Charlemagne is so big, we could get sued. So we need you guys to come up with your own cover up. Yeah, man, we're keeping it real around these parts. This shit is hilarious, but you know this is what happens. You know this is what you deserve too. Not yet, Austin. Wait for it. Let's give him a full screen share. Full screen. Bam. Ready, Austin?
Yep. Ah, what's your bitch ass shit? Hoe ass nigga. I knew you been stealing my shit. Broke ass nigga. Yeah. Broke ass nigga. That's what your bitch ass get. Yeah. Analogs on the way.
Fucking shit on my chest. Hey.
Dirty ass nigga.
I wasn't trying to shit.
Bitch, what you call me?
They on the way.
Nigga? Yeah, they on the way.
Open
up,
go. Open that door.
Booby trap, nigga.
He said, get the ambulance, too.
Bruh,
why he pull his mask back down? First of all, how you gonna tell him I wasn't trying to steal, but I got a ski mask on? I wasn't trying to steal, but I ran away with your package. That shit was hilarious.
I don't know if that was real. The audio from the person whose package it was supposed to be sounded not authentic. He was talking.
Do you have a Ring doorbell, first and foremost?
I've lived in homes
with
Ring
doorbells. Yes, and they don't sound that good on camera.
Yeah, it didn't sound real. It sounded like a little spoof or a
prank. What? First of all, I have... I don't know that I have Ring or do I have Ring. I got to check which one I got. I probably got Eufy. But, man, if I download my audio right now, it's going to look this clear because it's 1080p and it will sound that clear. What are y'all talking about? It's internal audio.
The whole chat calling it is sketch. And they say they saw it on TikTok.
Sketch my ass.
That's what I'm here for. I'm the CNI dog. I'm supposed to let you know.
Well, maybe.
But it's still funny, though. I like that.
Maybe if he'd approved it, right?
Nah, that's approved. That's good.
Nah, man. So, yeah, all right. So, y'all think it's fake? I want a poll, man. I can't believe y'all think it's fake.
No more.
I don't even want a poll on that. You have to show it again, too,
if you want to do a poll.
Nah, I ain't doing no poll on that. Whatever. Submit your donkey today in the chat. We're going to create a new room. I don't know if Austin knows how to do that. Yeah, we'll create Donkey of the Day. We can't say that. We can't say that.
The London Rhymes Boxing said in the UK they call it helmet. Like,
instead of donkey, they call it helmet. That wasn't London Rhymes Boxing.
Who was it? Somebody from the UK.
Yeah, it was from the UK.
No, they called him
Jesse, I think.
Helmet, like
helmet.
Special needs?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I didn't even think of the special needs part.
Yes. He's like, I'm not sure what you guys call it over there, but I was like, I read that. I was like, oh, wow, that's interesting.
Somebody said it is a skit. I follow that guy.
What's his name then?
What's his name then?
What's his name?
Yeah, we
want
to know his
name. You know his name. You know him.
Y'all best friends and shit.
Yeah, I follow him.
That's my man.
What kind of car he drive?
We'll be putting one in the air together.
Yeah, people coming out the woodwork. Yeah, I was in that video.
Yo, I was holding the camera.
Somebody else said he's on YouTube.
Bruh, that shit looked real. I ain't trying to hear that shit.
Brandon Lynn said, I submit Ness for thinking that skit was real.
Oh, wow.
Come on, bro. Be nice. Be nice.
Oh, Brandon, look this guy.
We don't need Bo popping off again.
Yo, that shit was funny. I'm
so let me find this tweet, man, while we chit-chat it up so I could show you. Here we go. Well, actually, we could just go to our Instagram. Like I keep telling you guys, should be following because, you know, we posted this long time ago.
Long time?
Meaning hours. Right. However many, I'm not sure. Let's see. This was posted 3 hours ago. So that's 3 a.m. And these are exact quotes from Eddie Hearn. And this is Eddie responding to Twitter comments yesterday that Canelo Bivol didn't perform well on DAZN and, in fact, that it only did 300,000. He says double it was his first one. You know, he said to double the amount. And then he came out and gave this. It says it's through 600, but everyone is very happy. And you will get further news soon. So do we believe?
I believe.
I think he's coming off of 800,000. I think he lost.
And then.
So you get those next day buys because it's like, oh, shit, Canelo lost? So people do go buy.
Eddie even went on to say when somebody was like, even if it did 600, what you're saying, it failed compared to plan. And he was like, we were supposed to do as good as that fight, ? So it was like, yo, we knew that was an undisputed fight. You know, that was a big fight. This one, not as much. It's our first pay-per-view. But, yeah, I mean, 600 is – I think 600 is a success. I was talking to you yesterday. Pretty sure that was Amir Khan numbers.
Yeah. This is more than Amir Khan.
Or Liam Smith. I'm sorry, Liam Smith numbers.
No, Liam was like 345.
Who did I tell you yesterday?
Liam is the younger one.
Yeah,
No, Callum.
That was regular DAZN. No, I told you one yesterday, and you were like, well, some people say it was 550.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Amir Khan isn't officially 600. Mm. Like, people like to say, oh, they did 600,000 because it was like five and some, like high fives, you know?
Okay.
Is it over 550? I don't remember. You would have to Google. But I feel like it's high fives, and that's why people would say 600, and then the Canelo haters be like, yo, that shit ain't do 600. It did 500 and whatever you Google, but it's definitely under six.
Got you.
But close to it. But this would have exceeded that because it's through 600. And it's not like he's going to say, yeah, we did over 600 and we're not happy. You know, even if he was unhappy, even if they had a bottom line of 600, like he's not, I don't think it wouldn't be intelligent to let that out the bag. Like, why? Like, why does anyone have to know, you know, that you're not happy with the numbers that it did?
Yeah. Yeah. No, that, I mean, it doesn't make sense for him to unveil, you know, release that information. So. To me, Eddie, I believe Eddie when he said they did 600. You know, when I was thinking about this.
Is Canelo happy? Does this keep him there? I mean, I don't think he can get out of the contract now, but does this keep him there in the sense that he considers another deal after this one is up? Because the numbers are going well. Because if numbers is well, business is well.
Guaranteed?
I mean,
regardless of the,
it's like
vibes.
I keep saying, regardless if your pay is guaranteed, bro, you still want someone to watch your fight. You still want to show that you are that dude. You can't show that you're that dude if you ain't doing numbers.
Who else doing 600 though?
Oh, I'm not saying that's bad. I'm saying if the numbers if the numbers aren't as good as they are, will he re-up? And you're like, well, ain't his money guaranteed? So it to me, I interpreted that, what you said, as he don't care if he does well because his money's guaranteed. I'm saying he better not have that mentality.
I meant it
you
as know, in with the money being guaranteed and no one else doing six higher numbers than him, it's all good. The number's the highest in boxing and the pay
but
is the highest in boxing.
It really may not be all good because when he first went over there, when he was still with Golden Boy and signed mm-hmm. that original DAZN deal, his big thing was like, oh, I want to be accessible to my people. Bro, let me tell you, this, you know how easy it typically has been for you to, all right, if this pay-per-view does this at this price point, this is how much money the pay-per-view is going to do. You can't mm-hmm. even do that with this shit. So, like, I think this is a bit more confusing, right? And it's 600,000, but think about it. If it's 600,000, how many of those 600,000 were subscribers? Because if you were already a DAZN subscriber, it's only 60.
Yeah.
Right? So it's only $60 that they're making from that person, not 80.
Mm-hmm.
Even though they're getting the 20 from the subscription, but at the end of the day, that subscription...
Well, they got the 80 because they get that...
Yes, but what I'm saying is that your subscription money, I'm sure, is allocated a certain way versus what your pay-per-view money.
I mean, right?
Think about it, bro. Think about it.
No.
Steven Espinoza is not counting on your monthly Showtime subscription
exactly.
to pay a fighter.
No, but guess what he is counting?
On that pay-per-view.
Overall monthly revenue. No, I'm not counting subscriptions, but I'm counting monthly revenue. How much are those subscriptions bringing in? Because that's my play money and my pay money. I got bills to pay. How many subscriptions we got? How much is that? I don't give a fuck who's paying what. What's that bottom line? We got 100 million. How much am I getting every month? That's all I care about is that monthly. I mean, that's how I would look at that.
Yeah, but I'm saying big picture, but if you think... Like,
I don't mean to cut you off, but this month now...
But I'm going
to
do it anyway. But if you think about it, look, bro, no, I'm saying, yeah, you want to make money, bottom line.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, it's little shit that adds to that. So if one of your little things isn't making you money, you're going to stop doing that. So, and you have to know...
But what is the little thing we're speaking of? Is just
the pay-per-view. The pay-per-view, I'm just saying. Cause
yeah, but that's what I'm saying. They're going to see the influx. So look, last month, we had X amount of revenue... per X amount of subscriptions. This month, we got X amount of revenue for X amount of subscriptions. So there will be an influx, not only for new subscribers who subscribe to get it at 60, but also just the pay-per-view money. That month will show different from previous month. It's not hard.
Yeah, I don't know. To me, I'm just saying this is just, obviously it's different, but like for me, I'm curious to know, how many people were subs and how many people wasn't?
Mm-hmm.
Because
that I'm sure they have those analytics.
Because,
come on.
I'm sure they have it. You know what I'm saying? Will we ever get it? I don't know. And the reason I just say
but
that.
But why are you curious?
Because
why does it matter? Isn't the overall number what matters? Why do you care which subscriber converted, which subscriber was new, which person didn't subscribe, which person just paid for pay-per-view? Like, why is that?
Because,
isn't the overall number more important than who exactly did what to get to the overall number?
To me, it's just the fact that I would like to see, okay, cool. Were they able to really push this fight to the casual audience
mm-hmm.
and bring that audience in? One. Two, were they able to... So how was it? You had to log in through on DAZN, right, to watch it?
Mm-hmm. But then press buy.
Huh?
But then you had to press
yeah,
buy.
But it was on DAZN. So that's another thing, like... Were they able to facilitate
and the overall number
to facilitate that Mexican audience that is may not be as tech savvy with apps and with, you know, shit like that. So, yeah, I am interested, bro, because I think all that matters when you talk about growing the sport, expanding the sport, that all that shit matters to me, you know? And when I say it matters, it's not like, oh, if they didn't do this, then they're wrong. It's just like, it's good information to have when you're in the position that we're in and, you know, our job is this sport.
For sure. Before you do that, Bo, I know where you're going, but
yes,
you know what you have to do before you do that is pull up the wheel, let them see what's on it, because guess what? There are a lot of new items on
uh-oh.
There.
couple new items. So we got
a couple new items. This guy casually brushes off that we have the hottest prospect contender smoking on the wheel now. Yoelvis Gomez, you have two opportunities to win a raffle entry to a Yoelvis Gomez glove. We only have two, so it's more exclusive than you'd ever think, okay? We still have eight hoodies left, or seven or six at this point. So we have the hoodies on the Super Chat wheel as well. We have about one hat left, so someone's going to get really lucky with the one hat that is left.
Somebody should have bought a hat this morning. Before I even came in the studio, it was like 5-something in the morning. Somebody like hit the DM, said, how can I get a hat? I gave them the information. I don't know if they cash app you, though.
I don't know, man. I think Cash App is not
working. I sent them the new cat. Oh, even the new one?
Yeah, I don't know, because, again, it was all the same account.
We also got on the wheel, we got Batty of the Day.
Okay, so, I seen something came in, New York Bullet, but this was yesterday at 5:47.
What's Batty of the Day?
Batty of the Day. So on the Discord, we have a section for Batty of the Day, and if it lands on Batty of the Day, we'll just go to Discord and...
Well, we won't just go there. The producer, Bo, will have already selected today's Batty that we will
say
show.
Say less. Say less.
Whoa.
And
whoa,
then we got...
never know what's in that Discord.
Nothing inappropriate.
No, nothing. No nudity.
No,
but it's
nudity.
Gonna be a, definitely not nudity.
But it should be a boxing baddie.
Should be a boxing. I seen a few things in there that
I mean
intrigue us all,
bro.
Listeners, viewers.
There's like 30 women in the middleweight division, and you want 365 of them.
Huh?
I'm saying you want a boxing baddie. I'm saying there's like 20 women in the middleweight division, and you want 365 boxing baddies.
No, Danny, I don't know if you missed the meeting. We try to get women in boxing, but it's just baddie.
There's a lot of baddies, you know what I'm saying, out there.
And ring card girls are also qualified. All right,
so throw another five on there.
Okay. This guy, what is up?
This guy is so negative
in the morning.
No, I'm not negative. You literally just said a boxing baddie. So that's why I was like... You know, I'm just letting...
But in the meeting, we said...
Were they in the meeting? Do they know that we had this discussion? Yeah, that was like two months ago.
Did you check the Discord?
Bro, what is Discord?
Maybe you would know that they've already been submitting and they're not all just in boxing.
Okay, but the people who haven't been submitting wouldn't know. And after you just got...
But they would know if they joined the
specifically
Discord.
Specifically saying
that
boxing
it's been a lot of submissions.
Baddies.
This man needs... He needs a smoke break.
It is a section called Boxing Baddies.
A lot of people have been placing a lot of submissions there.
Keep in mind, we also have the Akam Barak signed Boxing Voice t-shirt as well. We got one of those left. So that is on the wheel as well. We got a few super chats, starting with Mike Henry with the $2. First super chat of the day.
Oh, he getting them ribs ready. Shout out to Mike Henry. We need to figure out his...
Ness, you should call it Look This Guy.
We need to figure out his...
Yo, I like that.
I like that one, too.
I like that.
And then we
But what if it's not a guy all the time? Look this gal.
Then we got
like
Jose Lopez with the $4.99 says Democrat of the Day. I don't know about
took
that.
Took an L
one,
on
bro.
That one.
Mike Henry, we need the name of your barbecue again, man, so we could give it the proper
Elmer's.
Elmer and Jasper.
Then we got Chick Ciccarelli with the $1.99. It says Clickety Clown of the Day.
Clickety Clown. I guess he's saying clickety because it's like digital and you click to find them. Kind of like Look This Guy better. The Canelo soundbite won me over.
And then lastly, we got Fred Robinson with the big $10 super chat.
And then after, think about it, after we play the video, like, we could have played them, it would play, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because it was part of the same, you know.
Fred Robinson says, salute, fellas. You guys hear anything about Canelo's purse being 15 mil?
No, I also seen someone else say, like, 19 or something, but Bo,
entries into the Benavidez glove raffle.
But it's not. And that's what I'm saying.
With
you
an additional $5 super chat. That's, now, if you want to be in that raffle, you can submit the $5. But if you okay with just getting your word off, you don't have to submit that. It's not required. But to be in the raffle, it is required to submit another $5.
Well, that is that. So, I mean, what does this mean for Canelo? He did lose. Does this entice Bivol, DAZN to push for the rematch? Pretty close to the plant numbers, which was on Fox. This is an app.
Well, that's a stretch.
What, 800,000 and 600,000 is not close?
I mean.
And he said through six. So let's say it's 620, 630, 680.
We can't say.
But it's through. It could be 605.
We can't say. Just like people can't say if the fighter is going to be on the pound for the winner of this fight is going to be on the pound for pound list. Like, just like we can't do that, we can't say we got to go minimum 600. I mean, you're talking.
No, why would he have to go minimum six flat if he's telling the person
600?
It's not six flat. It's through six.
600,001 then. It's still at a minimum. At a minimum, you're still talking 100,000 plus, right? And probably closer to 200,000 than 100,000, right?
More buys, you're saying?
Yeah, I'm saying, yeah.
But I don't think 200,000 more buys is a big deal. It's like we're almost there and we're on an app. We're competing against Fox. They're a fucking terrestrial channel.
Showtime.
No.
Showtime.
Showtime was playing?
Showtime.
Okay. Still, Showtime has what, 28 million subscribers? Paying?
$16 million. I think that's a pretty big difference, bro. Pretty big deal.
Again, you're looking at it as dollars and cents. You're not comparing the two companies. One is a fucking baby. Showtime has been around longer than you and I. Like, they literally were around before you were born. Like, you can't compare the two. The only reason we're comparing is because the Lomachenko of networks just jumped in that weight class. That's what they're showing you. That's all I'm saying. We got another $10 super chat and a $20 super chat.
From?
Looks like Kenichi Bear.
First it was Kaneko Cruz with the $20 super chat. Shout out you. And it says, do y'all think Lemieux got a chance against David? Spin, please. Good morning from ATL.
Oh, shit, the ATL. Yo, I'm so used to spinning. I'm looking for the whale. I forgot Bo got it now.
TBV t-shirt entry.
Okay.
And keep in mind, we only got two TBV shirts until the rest of them arrive. And we've been waiting for a while, so they need to come on in.
So,
does he get another shirt?
You only get one shirt, so we got just enough for the winner.
I'm trying to think.
So one more spin for Mr. Kaneko.
I'm trying to think just based off what you were saying right now. Bro, another thing that I think will be an issue, and I've looked
one entry into the keychain raffle as well, Mr. Kaneko Cruz.
Yeah, I've looked some up. When's the last time that a rematch outsold the first fight?
You're right, because Wilder Fury didn't.
Even Canelo Triple G, even though it's weird because the second.
But somehow they believe that's going to do well. That's why they keep pushing for it, and they're offering more money. Remember, when the lawsuit came out for Canelo and Golden Boy and DAZN, they were saying that Golden Boy was guaranteeing Canelo up to $47 million to fight Gennady.
I mean, the first fight.
And you still got to pay Gennady.
So the first one did 1.3, right? The second one only did 1.1, but they bumped the pay-per-view price on the second one. So the second fight generated more money on pay-per-view, even though it did less sales.
Mm.
But I was looking, several rematches that we've had, you know, of note in recent years, you know, I can't find one where the rematch outdid the first fight.
I mean, you're probably right, but try Marquez Baby Bull. They fought twice, and so did Malignaggi, but I don't think that one was on pay-per-view. But I think Marquez Baby Bull fought twice. But I might be wrong. Maybe the second one was only on pay-per-view. Because sometimes that's how it goes. You're supposed to have a good fight on regular TV that is so good they make you pay for the rematch. But that's changed now. Now we're paying for both fights.
We got Kenichi Bear with the $9.99 super chat. He said, panda bear emoji, morning fellas, headphone emoji. I sent the DM to IG so I could send the headphones, but the person that checked it didn't send the address. Panda bear emoji. Spin the wheel for you. And we're going to check those DMs to see exactly what was going on and who didn't respond. Baddie of the day. I guess I'm going to send that
entry
you over
take
to,
your time.
To the
you
boss.
Take your time.
And it's already ready.
Oh, you already, you're already
send
ready.
It over.
He's already ready. You hear this, fellas? All right, and Kenichi Bear, I am looking. Send us a new message, Kenichi. I'm on it now, but I'm going to find you.
I feel like this will be a good start to Bear
Brandon,
the other day
but
right here.
Just because you sent the sound bites doesn't mean you gave the suggestion for the name of the show, champ.
Which show is that?
The Luke D's guy. He's like, I sent the sound bites months ago.
Oh, so he's trying to say he made the sound?
I guess.
So he owns the show.
Bruh.
He says it's his show, Ness. He's taking it from you. Or his segment.
Hey, it's all good, bro. It's a community thing, man. So am I supposed to screen share something? Let me see what you got here. Bo and Bama. Of course they would. I mean, I don't even know. We really should be having the link. Remember,
well, it's not a link. They only send screenshots.
Yeah, but they need to put the link of that, right? Because we want to make sure that the accounts are public. Because if a person is private and we don't follow them, that means we're not allowed to screen share.
I'm pretty sure this person is public.
I know. But again, for future and to not get into any trouble. So this is your daily boxing baddie. I figured it would be, you know, everybody loves them some Alicia Bumgarner.
Oh, wow.
I seen this picture, though. I follow her, so, you know, I'm like a little bit let down that you guys didn't come up with something new. This is here in Vegas.
You see everything boxing, though, so it's going to be rare that you miss something.
Yeah, no, I'm on everybody's IG. I got to know because she was in Vegas. Once I seen this, I hit her up to see could we get her in studio. But this was right after the Canelo fight.
What you think, Danny? Good submission?
Sensational.
Danny.
Sensational.
Can we hear how you would shoot your shot? You're young enough. She's in your age bracket.
Practice makes perfect.
You guys are in the same sport. She's the biggest champ in her division. You are the reigning champ in the radio waves. I mean, you the almanac, baby.
I'll give you an example.
You interviewed
like,
all the
like
big
this.
Names.
Excuse me, miss. What's your name?
Oh, he's going back to Pharrell on you. Danny
you
wasn't
from?
Even around for that.
Can I come?
What?
Fly
Whoa! Yo,
can
take this down. Miss Mason, don't worry about it. He's, you know, the coffee is spiked.
Oh, you gonna be sick?
He got whiskey in his.
It's a picture.
What's it called in London? What's it called? All my UK dudes.
A helmet.
A cough. What the heck?
Bo,
no.
What? What's up with
Bo? Bo's wilding today.
Coffee with like some sort of whiskey is called something. In the UK. Help me out, my UK friends.
I don't know. It sounds like alcoholism to me. I've done it.
Why so serious?
Yo, I'm super chatting. I mean, I'm texting from my Nesta Gibbs.
Yo, Majid, I like that. I'm Ringwalk Danny. Now walk with me.
Uh-huh.
Oh, man, he's funny as hell. Yeah, but anyway.
We got BX Dunn 122 with the $2 super chat that says the pay per view is also on DirecTV and in demand, quote unquote cable.
So they don't have to have or not have DAZN, but they don't even have to go through DAZN to order it.
No.
Okay.
No, that's how it was when I was still connected to Xfinity. I didn't even need DAZN, but DAZN also had an Xfinity app.
They're
so.
Saying that's an Irish coffee-ness. What you were
Irish
about.
Coffee,
yeah,
okay.
Irish coffee.
Yeah, I went to Manchester, and then...
Is that when you crashed into Billy Joe's Bentley?
Mm,
It was another time.
It was another time. I was alone this time, and I went to have breakfast.
That's when you seen the tree.
No, no, that was another time.
What the fuck?
Yeah, when I was with Batman Boxing smoking, and he had this crazy tree. We showed it on one of the episodes one day.
Oh, I remember the tree. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man.
But go ahead and take over while I send Konichi Bear this address to the studio.
Konichi Bear.
Yeah.
I was on the phone, actually, since I did say take over, but I'm, you know, always talking.
Talk to Cash App.
Let's check if that's working. I mean, I don't know what's up with this Cash
App. Yeah, can you give everybody the new Cash App again?
I put it in the chat. I'm going to pin it now.
Is the new Cash App working, though?
Yo, we need to check the mailbox, actually. Even though Danny said that the Earl shirt takes however long it takes, I don't believe that. I feel like I ordered that shit weeks ago.
I got you.
I mean,
when did he fight?
April 16th.
What? Yeah, so, man, that's a month.
Yeah.
God.
They said
damn.
4 to 6 weeks for shipping.
Bro, you go on my site and you order something from us, that shit comes in like 7 days. And it's made to order. Like what you pick, they make it right there, fresh.
Bro, that's bogus. I type in Earl Spence merch to find his merch website, and all the ads is like a bunch of bootleg of the same shirts you bought. They're like $19, $12, $21.
Yeah, they jacked that print. Bro, that shirt cost me 65 plus shit. I think it would end up being like 70 something. I'm gonna find the receipt. But I bought one for me, and I'm gonna give one away on the show.
If you're listening right now and enjoying this content, please smash that thumbs up button. Once we get to 300 likes, at that point we'll open up the phone line so you could let us know your opinion on Canelo versus Bibble does over 600,000 plus pay per view buys. And do you think Canelo is still the cash cow? We got a poll right now which asks, do you believe Eddie Hearn's statement regarding 600K pay-per-view buys for Canelo versus Bibble? 62% says, yes, I believe it. 21% says, no, I don't believe it. 9% says, I believe it's less for sure. And 9% says, I don't believe anything Eddie says.
I wonder why.
And that's 326 votes.
Can you come up with anything off the top of your head that Eddie be, the Wilder negotiations for sure. But that was so long ago. Do we not think that a man grows from?
I remember him saying Billy Joe Saunders was not going to fight Canelo, yada, yada, yada. And then literally the very next day, they signed the fight. Literally the next day.
Shit happens, bro.
So crazy, man.
Not call him a liar, but that one time, it definitely went the opposite way of what he said the previous day.
This is
what's up, champ?
Just some analytics, man. You know I'm always looking at numbers here. So it was interesting. But shout out to Konichi Bear. Looks like he's gonna send us some headphones. And he is a 16-year-old boxer.
Okay.
Who's created some hybrid gaming headphones that you can exercise with and more. So we shall see how good they are. Speaking of 16-year-olds, Bo, are we not having someone in that age bracket on the show soon?
We're having the 23-time National Amateur Boxing Champion Carmel Moten tomorrow at 7 a.m.
Say what?
He just recently won, like 2 weeks ago, the Nationals in Cleveland, Ohio, once again. Pretty much every time he get in, he win. And he's based out of Las Vegas. He trained out of the Floyd Mayweather gym for quite some time. You can see him all over YouTube with, like, Rolando Romero, with Roger Mayweather, with Floyd Mayweather Sr. Ever since he was, I'd say, maybe 10 years old or so. But he coming up fast. And he'll be on the show Wednesday at 7 p.m. He said he's a fan of the show, and he'll be more than happy to come and join us.
Yeah, man. Shout out to him. He reposted our 9-year-old's interview. So shout out. It'd be good JT, when you come into town, you know what I'm saying? Get that sparring. You should set up.
He too old. Oh, you talking about with the 9-year-old?
I'm talking about with his kids.
I'm saying
JT got 3 children.
His kids sparring a 9-year-old.
Like Danny.
No, JT sparring the 9-year-old.
Like Danny says to me, Bo. Like Danny says to me, if you wouldn't have cut me off, you would have heard me. But
so continue.
When JT comes and sets up some spawn with Javier Caputillo's son and others, because he's got 3 kids, bro.
Mm.
They're all different weights. And then we can get them on the show. Because I think they got more fights than Uzziah.
Yeah, Uzziah only got 9 fights.
I know, and I think JT's kids have more than that, maybe.
I'm sure.
Oh, yeah?
I'm sure.
How sure are you?
Not sure at all. How sure I am. But what you think, Champ? 600,000? That's good for you?
I mean, it's good. We don't have to stretch the topic. I think because one topic, because the Ryan Rowley situation, wasn't as strong. I think we just use it as a secondary. We show people exactly what my man Rolando Romero said. Let me go to the schmo who sent me this video yesterday.
Yo, shout out to Team Batman Boxing in the chat.
Oh, he's out there?
Yeah, he's laughing at, obviously, the tree story.
Check out this video.
Murder, murder, murder. Kill, kill, kill.
What video, Chance?
The only other popular Danny's fighter that's going to fucking get me what I want and make morning. Me into a bigger star is me versus Ryan.
Why is it black?
Premature. Me and Ryan will fight at welterweight.
Hello? You and Ryan Garcia at welterweight.
Yeah.
Hello? Is this thing on? I mean,
there we go.
Now we got to...
Kill, kill, kill. The only other popular fighter that's going to fucking get me what I want and make me into a bigger star is me versus Ryan. But I think that's premature. Me and Ryan will fight at welterweight.
You and Ryan Garcia at welterweight?
Yeah. Down the
Yo, why is Rolly always, like, squinting a little bit, right?
Rolly don't play, bro. And they said he pretty much genius. I was talking to a guy. He was like, yeah, he went to this tech school, yada, yada, yada. And he was like super duper smart.
Well,
then we had Abram on saying you can't beat him in Connect Four. You can't beat him in chess, stuff like that.
Whoa, pump the brakes, man.
He said you can't beat
you
him in chess.
You the producer.
I'm the producer.
Did you buy a chessboard?
I ain't buy a chessboard. We don't have our...
Because we're going to
talk about
workout.
It in the meeting.
We're going to his media workout. What way to cut the ice than Ness show up with a fucking chessboard and challenge his ass?
Mm.
And spank him.
I don't need you to... Nah, we don't need you taking no L's. And
whoa.
You know what I'm saying?
Whoa, I'm a 1,200 and some change, man.
You did have a pretty good score.
I don't fuck around in these streets, man. Not in these chess streets. Now, there are some people... Every time I talk slick on this podcast, though, there's some people that hit me up and spank me, man. There's some people that's good, bro, in chess. Like, high 2,100s and 1,800s. Like, damn.
What's the highest you could... I don't know how chess works.
I think the highest I beat, they give you that stat. So I think it was like a 1,300 and some change.
We got.
So it's like box rec. It's like you get points for beating people.
Hell yeah.
Oh, wow.
Hell yeah.
We got Juan Torres with the $5 Super Chat. Says,
I'm a journeyman, though.
I just subscribed to you guys. I like the channel. Keep up the great content. I have a question. If Canelo and Bivol have the rematch, who wins?
Well, I mean, rematches notoriously the loser supposed to win, but, Fury fucked that up for some people. But, Canelo's supposed to be able to adjust and get the win the way that AJ adjusted and got the win, the way that, Tyson adjusted and got the win, right? Like, who else got some rematches? Leo Santa Cruz adjusted and got the win over Scott Quigg.
Lennox Lewis.
Not Scott Quigg. Carl Frampton.
Lennox Lewis avenged both his losses.
Mm-hmm.
Against Oliver McCall and Hasim.
Even Martin. More recently, Jermell over Harrison.
That wasn't a loss initially against Castano, but in the rematch with Castano, he definitely got the knockout.
So So, you know, notoriously the rematch always goes the way of the favorite, but there is that Tyson Fury shit.
And we got Fred Robinson with the $5, which got him to his actual entry into the Benavidez glove raffle. It says, if they do, Bilbo versus Canelo at 168 for Undisputed, it could be huge. Of course they need a country Bilbo can actually get paid in. Give me my glove ticket. You got two, bro.
Hey,
you got two.
Bilbo should have asked for his money in Bitcoin. Let me go back to the video because he ain't say the spicy shit, which ain't really spicy. It's more like,
fine,
make
you'll
up
see.
Your own mind.
It's going to be one of the biggest fights in the history of boxing, if not the biggest fight in the history of boxing, and you'll see.
You think he's got more skills right now than Devin Haney, this Ryan Garcia?
Yeah, fuck yeah. What the hell? Ryan Garcia is like the fucking, man, people don't realize that the motherfucker punch harder than fucking than Devin. I think he punch harder than Tank. I really think he punch.
Has he been told something that he's talking so highly of Ryan? Like, this is all about Ryan. This interview is about Ryan being not only better than Devin, but punching harder than Tank, and also being the self-proclaimed this generation's Roberto Duran, Manos de Piedra, Rolando Romero's biggest fight. He said, if not the biggest fight in boxing, should I rewind or did you guys understand that that's what he was saying, that a fight with he and Ryan Garcia would be a big fight, if not the biggest fight in all of boxing?
At 147.
At 147. So yeah. He said it ain't going to happen no time soon. He said, just wait and see. What do you guys think? Bo, this is what you wanted to go with as a topic, so you should have a lot on this. You was like, yo, we should do that. I'm like,
I said, I thought, you know, it'd get the people calling in. I think people would have a lot to say. I don't know. I mean,
you got to remember, he's the one that sparred Ryan.
He's such a hard puncher. What happened with the to-go fight?
But he sparred Ryan.
Right.
Rolly did. And he has a clip where it looks like he put hands on Ryan. And so he has no need to say this, Bo.
But as far as everything else, like, what do you... because if you continue to watch it, he talks about... or maybe in a different interview, he has talked about how Gervonta struggled with Pitbull, he says, right?
Mm-hmm.
That went the distance. But Pitbull was like a top five ranked guy in the WBC at the time. Then you got Togo, who went the distance with Ryan and never even hurt him. Like Tank and Pitbull was in there banging. They both took shots and gave shots, and you know, you get what I'm saying? It wasn't like that in the Ryan Garcia Emmanuel Togo fight. So I don't really know what he's trying to say. I don't really get it. You know, as far as the Devin Haney situation, Devin and Ryan have fought six times and they're 3-3 in the amateurs. So I don't think there is a clear separation. If anything, the clear separation would be for Devin, the defending WBC lightweight champion. Like, what are we talking? I don't get it.
In other news.
Whoa. What you mean in other news? What's your thoughts on it?
I think that he's talking about one, two divisions away. I think he's too far out.
So what do you think about him?
Because I feel like from here till they get to 147, someone can take a loss. Obviously, he could take a loss next Saturday. And Ryan, you know, he seems vulnerable. They both have stuff to prove before we can see them at 47. Now, that doesn't mean that their fight, both equally with losses, isn't good and isn't a great fight. Maybe he loses Tank and Ryan loses to Devin and then they fight each other. I don't know. I got to see it play out. It's hard to... You know, it's a very huge hypothetical because we're talking about two divisions away.
So what do you make of him saying that he believes Ryan hits harder than Tank? Based off what you've seen, right?
I think that I believe two things. He's either telling the truth or he's not telling the truth. Why? Because he's been in the ring with him, so I want to believe he's not lying.
But he hasn't been in the ring with Tank, has he?
And that's why I feel that he could be lying because he hasn't been in the ring with Tank. Plus, he's fighting Tank, so he needs to troll Tank. He needs to make Tank look bad in public. So it's you know, on the scales of life, I don't know, you know, which one outweighs which one. Is Rolly telling the truth about Ryan's power, or is he more trying to get under the skin of Tank publicly?
Coach Bullitt said on the show that Tank struggled with some guys in sparring at the gym
that Rolly beat up.
That Rolly washed.
He's supposed to say that.
Shout out to Coach Bullitt and his fighter, Florencia Belen, whose pad work, they invited us to the Mayweather gym to watch them do some work, and they let us record a little bit of pad work, and that's doing very well for an undefeated amateur female boxer. So you
seen,
got one.
Seeing an undefeated amateur, but she's an amateur boxer who's yet to make her pro debut, so nonetheless.
She's only got one loss, though. Sorry. She's 43-1. Something like almost Wilder. Speaking of, in other news, life-size statue of Deontay Wilder to be unveiled on May 25th in downtown Tuscaloosa. What do you think? Should we make an appearance?
Tuscaloosa.
Should we make an appearance?
I think so, champ. I mean, come on. Like, I don't know that there is... I don't know that there's a channel out there that's...
Jake Donovan. He lives in Birmingham.
No, I'm saying... No. Obviously, there's writers...
Shout out to Boxing Scene, who posted this article that we're referring to by Jake Donovan.
No, I'm just saying, like, with all the appearances you've made in training camp, obviously you're not the – it's not like it's only been you. I'm just saying out of all the appearances you've made in training camp and, you know –
I don't know. We gotta see – Bo got to he got to hit up the streets of Tuscaloosa and make sure there's not a bounty on my head out here.
It probably is, to be honest.
You know what I'm saying? They might not want me in them Alabama streets. No.
But
if
you with me, you good. You know what I'm saying?
I get the G-Pass with you?
You checked it.
Because I swear to God, when Charlo's invited me to Houston, they gave me the G-Pass, man. I even met G, the director. I mean, I everything I needed and wanted, I got.
I'm going to check you in. We're going to put a little mustache on you.
Oh, no. You talking about protected custody. I thought you said you got me.
Nah, we got you. Seriously,
you know what
I got
saying? When I was with the Charlo, they had me. You know what I'm saying? I was good.
We can literally get you a police escort. I got
what?
No cap.
Man, this guy. Wilder's best friend is a sheriff.
Yeah. Okay.
Your police officer family don't really mean, because he's a sheriff. Your guy's a police officer.
I can get you
sheriff.
A
he's
police
above.
Escort.
But sheriffs are above.
To where you...
Sheriff
you
is a county.
Be, you
on,
a made
no, me,
man
you
if you
though.
With me there.
Let me ask you though.
What?
Do you even... I don't even think you'd want a police escort.
I mean, if you... Face
Wilder got one.
Would you want one?
Wilder got one. I got, you know, I got to be fair.
This motherfucker can't answer questions now. Would you want a police escort?
Who is it that we just seen?
Where? When? Because we see a lot of people.
Oh, Larry Holmes got one. That man had a gun on him in that motherfucking gym.
Who did? I didn't see that.
What? The old head?
The one with the little thing on his hand? The little ball?
The what you thought he was there for? Dressed in gray and black with his hip bulging.
The hip. I was just looking at the
and remember and listen, that's common. We was at the Chicken Shack, right? And we seen the girl. She was a beautiful woman. Next thing you know, her coat.
Yeah,
moved.
I was there with
oh,
you.
Oh, there you go. Keep sleeping.
Definitely seen that, and we seen our badge too.
Mm-hmm. That was a good ass undercover outfit she had. I ain't
what,
know
just
was...
being pretty was the undercover outfit. She was
absolutely
gorgeous.
She
lady.
Fooled me. I ain't know she was a cop. She fooled me.
Arthur Hawkins with the $2 Super Chat says, we're going to smoke to that. And we got Izzy Weber with the $2 Super Chat says, can confirm, Ness whooped me in chess in Dallas. Then we got...
Oh, Izzy? Yeah. Yo, I spanked Info Joe, too.
We got GTT Boxing with the $199, didn't say nothing, just showing love.
Okay, so the Cash App is working.
And we got Super Mex with the $9.99, so you know we're going to spin the wheel for him. He says, have you considered a topic of what I sent you, Ness? That's huge and good news for that division. Great show as always. Fellas ready for Tank vs. Rolly. Supermex, we're going to spin for you now.
We're going to have to get
one entry into the Benavidez Glove Raffle with an additional $5 super chat to be entered into that raffle.
Oh, shit. Jake Donovan got his shirt. This is some bullshit.
I got
That's crazy,
shirt.
Yo.
Yo, come to find out that shit been sitting in this hot-ass Vegas sun in the mailbox for like a week. It ain't
I know, in the sticky
pose.
Where is the mailbox?
No
we just checked it the other day, but I'm going to go check it here in a
it
little bit.
It ain't purple no
Where's
more.
Let
it?
Me get a
it's
screen
lavender.
Share.
Where's that? I'll go check it right now.
I'm fucking mad. And I'm going to tag Earl, bro. I'm going to wear my shit and tag Earl like big fish.
He ain't going to see it. He got you blocked.
Not on my personal.
Oh.
He only don't like the boxing voice. He like me. We be DMing. He just don't like the... He don't like me as the boxing voice. Because I got to say this. I got to have that voice. You know what I'm saying?
And sometimes your voice just be voicing too much.
Voice in my opinion. No? All right. We tried. Yo, we got an early fucking day. There's no calls. Do we got a guest? We got guests today?
What's today? Wednesday?
Today's Tuesday.
Oh, we got guests today?
Don't say nothing at 8 o'clock because I'm
lady,
walking away.
The lady guest. Said she had family issues and the gentleman overslept.
So we
oh,
don't.
Oh, so we good. Right. So, oh, but there goes the caller because I was about to be
300
out.
Thumbs up and we'll be able to open up
out.
The phone line.
Let me tell you, I was about
oh,
to
Oh, damn,
go.
We could be out because we ain't getting another 150 likes. He's talking about open the phone line.
We got
line.
559 watching right now. We halfway there.
Early
on the
day
up.
To this day. Early day.
I'm Rainbow Danny, Instagram, Twitter, and what else?
He's
TikTok.
Deleted.
Ness, let the people know where they can follow you, champ.
TikTok, Nestor Gibbs. Instagram, NessGTO. Mm-hmm. Twitter, NessGTO.
Hold on, Ness.
LinkedIn. Ooh. Nah, I'm fucking with you.
He said LinkedIn.
He's about to give out the MySpace.
Yo, who that? Is
AOL.
That Stainless?
It
that's
is Stainless.
And that's Oscar, too. I see Oscar.
Thumbs up going up significantly.
Supermax sent that five, but we'll get to that. Thanks.
Yo, there's four hats, but these are props. Can't sell these.
Mm.
But maybe in the future. You know what I want?
When we get our next order of things in. Stainless.
Stainless. He needs his intro, bro. What you doing, man? Why are you calling him like that, bruvs?
Red belt, black belt, W.O. and green.
I'm King.
Undisputed GOAT, TBE. And you can catch the news first on TBV. Voice of the people, people now let me speak. Scientist of the sweet, B-O-X-I-N-G.
Stainless, what up?
I hear somebody.
Y'all can hear me?
Now we do.
Cool. Sorry, I had a call come in right when I got on here. First off, the pay-per-view numbers, that's good. 600,000, I don't care if it's DAZN, Showtime, Fox. If boxing is selling, I'm cool with it. So if Canelo can go to an app and do over half a million pay-per-view buys, I'm satisfied. You know what I'm saying? I'm not the biggest Canelo fan, but I did enjoy watching Bibble beat the shit out of him, as Ness say. So I had a good time. But I did – the main reason I called in was to say, Danny, don't bring up Rolly as no topic. Come on, man. That boy needs some more time before we actually start talking about him seriously. Plus, he got too big a fight coming up with somebody that most of us don't think he's going to get past for him to be talking about.
Stainless, but think about it, right? You just said it, right? So I told Ness he gave me this topic or that topic or the Canelo topic. I'm like, bro, they already say you were Canelo this and that. I'm like, I think that this topic, just like you did right now, I'm like, people going to want to call in and talk about it.
Nah, I ain't trying to talk about Rolly or Crying Garcia. Canelo, I could talk about him. I ain't the biggest fan of him, but I do respect him as a boxer. You know what I'm saying? I ain't too good with the history and the drug tests and all that, but that's the past. It's past enough for me to stay on current boxing, you know what I'm saying, unless you get popped again or something. So, you know, we usually talk about pay-per-view buys afterwards, and DAZN don't usually talk about numbers. So, to me, that's a big enough topic in itself that DAZN is actually releasing numbers. But the fact that it's over a half a million, that's good, man. I mean, I agree with you. It's not near 800,000 because 800,000, when you count by ones, is a lot. So, you know what I'm saying, over 600,000 or through 600,000, that's still pretty good. You know what I'm saying? And I'm excited to see more. Hopefully, I don't think you should take Bibble again unless it's at 168. 175 is just too big for him. You know what I'm saying? That's something he just got to accept. At 175, Canelo going to beat – I mean, Bibble going to beat the shit out of Canelo again. I like saying it. Thanks for making me see the error of my ways with that Fury Klitschko thing when Fury beat the shit out of Klitschko. So now I can say Bibble beat the shit out of Canelo.
I mean,
always say,
did.
Please make sure you put
fucking
10-2.
10-2, like, yo, yeah. It's like basketball. If you shut somebody out like that.
Or blow them out by 30. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but you know what? That's boxing, man. It's the theater of the theater of the unexpected.
But you see how funny it is now. Everybody loves to say that Fury beat the shit. I mean, Bibble beat the shit out of Canelo, but it's hard for them to swallow that Fury beat the shit out of Wilder in that first fight. Even though Wilder won the 2-3 rounds, had the knockdown, pretty much the same fight.
In the second fight. In the first fight, I thought it was closer than the judges, you know, than most people were saying. You know, I thought it could be a draw. I actually leaned towards Wilder, but I could see how people could give it to Fury. But in the second fight, man, that was a tough pill to swallow that he got knocked out by Fury, who most of us would consider pillow.
There's only one Deontay Wilder.
But, you know what I'm saying? There's still only one Deontay Wilder. But as I always say, man, please make sure you push that thumbs up because, you know, I got a lot of background, so I'm trying to keep y'all clear. Please make sure you push that thumbs up, share this and every episode of the Boxing Voice podcast. This is TBV for life. And if you ain't on Patreon, it's because you're stupid. Shout out to El Camino.
Salute. We got Juan Torres with the $1 Super Chat who said, nothing, just showing love. Followed by Cody Hall with the $1.99 said, Tank washes Rolly and Ryan. Explosion emoji, boxing glove emoji, Tank can box. Then we got Supermex with the $5 to be entered into his Benavidez glove raffle who says, let's go. I need that glove for my man cave next to my Abner Mares glove I won from TBB. Hopefully it don't take as long to come in. Laughing emoji. It won't, bro.
No, that was back in the day, man. We a corporation now.
We got S.A. Rob.
Like Pepsi. You know that line?
No.
We got S.A. Robs with the $10 Super Chat says, what's up, homies? Great show last night. Y'all are going places and blowing up quick. Puro pinche TBV, boxing glove emoji.
Once again, we do apologize, Ms. Mason, for your son's foul language.
What does it mean?
What does it mean? How are you going to read something? Don't know what it means, bro.
CYP.
Okay, we got to spin the wheel for S.A. Rob.
Let's spin it.
What does Puro pinche mean?
Spin the wheel. Google it. Y'all believe in Google?
Don't everybody believe in Google? Go Google that shit.
That's two entries into the Yoevis Gomez glove raffle, which Danny has right there beside him. But it does require additional $5 to be entered into any glove raffle or hat raffle. So if you send that over, we will add you. If you don't, you just wanted to get your message off, it's all good.
So
brother,
the line I was looking for was, you were supposed to jump in.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, We're a corporation like Pepsi. Then you say brand names means nothing, Nikki. Customers rely on them to know what they're getting. They know the company isn't going to try and fool them with an inferior product. They buy a Ford. They know they're going to get a Ford, not a fucking Datsun. Blue Magic, that's a brand like Pepsi. That's a brand name. I stand behind
American
it.
Gangster.
I
American
guarantee it.
American Gangster.
I know that even if they don't know
American
me
gangster.
Any more than they know the chairman of General Mills, they know that Blue Magic going to get them high in a motherfucker.
That was the strip club scene where Cuba did in Zonya when he got mad because he was chopping this shit.
That's right. Don't put no cut on your podcast, man. Give it to him raw.
Raw.
Who next?
P. What up?
Y'all hear me?
Yeah.
We do.
All right. Look, for the motherfuckers, I'm gonna start real with this. Wilder got his ass whipped in the first fight. Nigga, do that shit control. 14 punches. Outlanded. Fury landed 14 more punches on Wilder while being dropped twice. Canelo got hit with 70 more punches and didn't drop Bibble at all. 70-14, two knockdowns to zero, but they both got their ass whooped. Nah, my man, that ain't the same. Secondly, 600K buys, good numbers, always going to be good numbers. depending on what the payouts are. If the payouts are too high, then they're not good numbers. If the payouts are low, it's great numbers. I remember when Errol Spence numbers were declining, we had a lot of people talking about, see, why his numbers dropping? Ever since Mikey, his numbers dropping. You see what's going on? But when Canelo's numbers dropped, no negativity. That's the reason why the show has respect and loses respect, has respect and loses respect, because the narrative don't fucking add up. CYP here to keep motherfuckers in check, keep motherfuckers in line. I know what's up. That was CYP's time. I'm out.
With the stopwatch, gotta really respect CYP's like dedication and just like his accuracy.
Bro, because at the end of
the day,
he's
a track coach. My man probably on the field like,
yo, you heard him. That was my time. And yeah. Then, the thing is, you know, people get mad like, oh, y'all ain't giving me my time. He get to it before Ness can. Like, if you think about it, before Ness can cut me off and say that's my time, nah, motherfucker. I'm a do it before you can do it.
Because, you know, I got my finger on the trigger. I'm like this.
That ain't close enough.
Nah, that's cool.
Just pop.
I play chess, man, so I'm on a 5-minute clock. Yo, Danny ain't know. Actually, the other day I showed him. I was playing a dude that was like a 1042, and we driving. I'm in the vet. And I still spanked the dude. 5-minute game while driving.
What's the app you use, Ness?
Chess.com. Ain't no other. So only where the grades be, man.
Austin sound like he wants some smoke.
Only where the grades be.
No, I would get my shit fucking steamrolled if I tried to play fucking chess against Ness.
Nah, but I do want to try Rolly, man. I hear he's into that. That's going to be our end. Might have to take a dive, though. You know how that go.
What you mean?
I mean, you know how some people get. You beat them, and now they don't want to be your friend.
Yeah. I mean, we kind of did that against Shakur and Antoine.
And we did that against, we did the opposite of that with Diego and Rayo.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We had to show them young punks we wasn't playing games.
Yeah, we took our belt off. And
banked them.
Yo, it was so cool, too, because the basketball players here on a Saturday. And I'm like, yo, I don't be playing. I mean, I don't be watching, but I do play some ball. I just dunked on my man the other day.
Let's go!
Yo! Pacheco got to live with that for the rest of his life.
Bro, ain't it crazy to you that you're 6'5", and you're like a shooting guard? Maybe like a small,
yes.
Small forward.
Yes.
Like, you're really like the size of a shooting guard in the NBA.
Yeah, yeah. That's the tough. That was actually the tough pill to swallow. Because I had hoop dreams. I definitely thought I was going to be in the NBA as a kid.
We got R. Jonesy with the 999 said, for real, I wish Rolly was a fighter I could actually believe in. He is hilarious and would be great for boxing if his skills matched his mouth. He'd be the new Broner. Laughing emoji. Extremely entertaining always. Shout out TBV.
I mean, your best bet is to jump on it right now because... You know, if he does win, you got on before the win. You won't be called the bandwagon fan.
Nah.
One entry
for
R. Jonesy into the hoodie raffle.
R. Jonesy.
Followed by Brandon Lenz with the $15 super chat.
Oh, look what he said, Bo.
He said, I need my
Bo was like, yo, we ain't putting that on the wheel. Don't nobody want that. I'm like, what?
I never said that. I need my Yoel Evans glove. Spin it,
like,
Mr. Mason.
He was like, a Cuban? Nah. That's what he said.
I love Cuban. Cube, that's in my Instagram. You got one entry into the hat raffle, Mr. Brandon Lenz.
That's
I got a Cuban
hat.
Flag in my Instagram bio. Like, that's I love the Cuban boxers, the Mexican boxers, and obviously the American boxers as well. Mm. I love everybody.
Oh, look, S.A. Robes says another five. He said, let's get that, Bo. That
yep.
Glove, Bo.
Got him in the raffle when I seen it. Mm.
Okay. Who we got next, champ?
We got Sony Woods.
Oh, Sony in Cincinnati. What's up, champ?
What's good, Ness? Can you hear me?
Yes, I do. How are you, brother?
I'm all right. I'm good. I'm good, fam. Hey, what's up, Danny Greenwald? Danny, what's up, champ?
What up, what up, what up?
Hey, yo, and as always, shout out to the Bad Channel. You know my brother's in the ring. Hey, yo, let me shift gears for a second. Ness, did you hear about the, I was listening to the Be Real podcast of Cypress Hill. He was talking about that whole Triller thing over the weekend, and he said he hated the fact that they do the verses now and mix it with boxing.
Oh.
What's your thoughts on that?
Why did he say he hated, though? What was his thoughts? Why did he hate it?
He said that they should mix boxing and hip-hop because it took away, and that's why they didn't have the verses on IG Live like they normally do.
I'm not mad at it, honestly, because I do like boxing and hip-hop. So it's like those two things are things I rock with. So the Triller cards I'm never mad at them.
I think they've gotten better. I didn't like, they were doing like performances in between fights.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like that shit because, bro, you waiting like an hour, you know, from the time one fight's over to the next, you know, fight starts. So that I didn't like. But Hulk.
In Maryland.
What up?
Hulk time. What time is it? Hulk time. What time is it?
TBB.
Good morning.
What up, fam? Hey, too much. Ain't got much today. The Canelo thing, that's good. I think he should definitely not fight Bevo at no weight class. Don't fight him again. Go ahead and fight Triple G, something. He can't beat Bevo. But the donkey of the day thing, I was thinking, you know, I'm an old head anyway. But remember Seth and the Son, man, back in the day. I'm quite sure y'all get a clip of him saying,
"Job,
you
turkey.
Big dummy."
Oh, big dummy.
No, but he said dummy and call the show Dummy of the Day and have him come on, you know, with the clip saying, "You big dummy." But anyway, that used to be real funny the way he used to go off on his son, calling him a big dummy. So, yeah, the Dummy of the Day. But as far as the Canelo thing, that's good, man. As long as he don't jump out there with Bibble again, I don't see no path for him beating him at all. I just don't see it. And Bill will be more confident in the next fight. So he did good with those numbers. To keep the numbers up, go ahead and get in there with Triple G and then move forward from there. I just can't see him fighting Bill. He can't beat him. That's just my opinion. But great show, great topic. But that's all I got today, fellas.
All right. Hulk and Matt, let's go out to Oscar in San Antonio. Shout out to all the sanitation workers out there.
Yes, sir. What's up, Ness? What's up, Danny? What's up, Bo?
What up?
I love the way you do business. You said my hat was going to be there by 7. My wife said it was there by 5. I love it, man. Mm. I love that. I'm going to tell you something, man. It's probably not going to be worn a lot. It's going to be treated like one of my Nello hats. You know what I mean? You explained it and everything, but I was like, man, I mean, that suede is like my red Jordan. They barely are going to come out, you know what I mean? So, nah, I can't do that. But on the topic, you know, that's good. He did numbers, but I don't know about beat the shit out of him, man. Maybe he outclassed him, yeah, but Wilder did get the shit beat out of him in the second and third fight. I never said in the first fight he got the shit beat out of him, but the second and third fight, he did get the shit beat out of him, you know what I mean? And, Ness, I would say,
yep.
Instead of Triple G, why don't we bring up Jermell for a fucking tune-up? Undisputed against Undisputed. I would love that, wouldn't you?
Against who? Canelo?
Yeah, hell yeah.
What?
Bring him up. Undisputed versus Undisputed. Hell yeah. You wouldn't do it?
I mean, I ain't got no problem with it. He want to dare to be
shit.
Great. There's other people that move
shit.
Up to the division.
Hell yeah. Give him like $14 million to come up. Fuck yeah, you don't think he'll do it? I think he would.
He said,
you know what
$14
I mean?
Million.
What's,
holy shit.
He's
just pulling money out to...
$14 million
for...
Right?
Wow.
Hey, to say I can undisputed 154 if I beat him, you know what I mean? Undisputed versus undisputed. You don't think he'll pay that much for it?
No.
He did get $14 million to Kovalev, and that was one belt, another division. This would be undisputed. I mean, but the thing is, he won't win undisputed, so maybe Danny's right.
Like, what does he get out of fighting a smaller guy?
When the belts aren't going to be on the line.
Oh, they can't put the belts on the line?
Not the 54-pound belts.
Oh, okay. Nah, that's it. But, hey, man, I'm going to go ahead and push my luck. I'm going to go with Rolly, man. The boxer you had on there, who told me he's, like, really, really smart and he acts dumb, he kind of made me think. And I'm like, you know what? Ah, fuck it. I'll go with Rolly. But,
Abram Martinez.
Y'all have a good day, man.
All right. Appreciate the call. King Bourne.
King Bourne in the billing, in the billing, in the billing.
Brooklyn Zoo is coming through your town.
Let's get to it.
When you see old dirty bastards on a position like that, then you know that will get rid of bust your...
Yeah. Allow my TV comrade.
TheBoxingBoys.com.
Listen, man.
What?
King Bourne on mute, what up?
King Bourne.
TBV's People's Champ.
Oh, shit.
Right. Hello, ladies.
Anybody that knows me, know I've been a player, whether it was in Alabama, Ohio, or anywhere around the globe.
TheBoxingBoys.com.
I've been smashing Telly Flips, man. I didn't have to become a millionaire to get that caliber of woman.
One of the people's choices, one of the fan favorites, the guy that can galvanize this crowd such as myself.
He's too ugly to be the world's champ. The world's champ should be pretty like me.
The AJ of trucking.
What?
Yep, Brandon in Cincinnati.
Yes, promotion.
Yo, what's up, fellas? Good morning.
What up?
What's going on? On the Canelo topic, I think 600K is a good number.
Plus.
600 plus, my bad. Good number, is solid. But everything, you know, against him, he's on the app. He's fighting Bivol. Bivol is like watching paint dry. He brings nothing as far as marketing to the table. So to do 600 with him, that's solid. You know, Bivol is the equivalent of when Floyd fought Berto. Maybe Berto even had more clout. And I think that shit did like $500,000. So numbers going to fluctuate depending on your opponent. Even when you are a big name. How did y'all, I just listened to the show, started listening to the show. What is Wilder correlating all this?
We just brought him up because he's having a life-size statue unveiled May 25th in Tuscaloosa, you know, in memory or celebration, how do you say, in recognition of him?
Yeah, in honor.
Oh,
yeah.
In honor. Thank you.
Oh, that's what's up, man.
In memory of
him. Shout out to Wilder for that. You know, they showing the man love. He put Tuscaloosa boxing on the map. They was already on the map for football. So, yeah, that's what's up, man. It's always good to get your flowers while you're still around. So, shout out to the champ, man. You know, still got love for that brother. Other than that, man, y'all have a good day, man. That's my call.
You enjoy your day.
Appreciate you. I think that's a new caller on the Discord.
Yeah, that is the ghetto therapist.
Hey.
Best dad ever.
Oh, he changed his name?
Yeah.
He be changing, name changing.
Yo, how much you charging an hour, man? What's your hourly rates?
What are you talking to me?
Yeah, you a therapist, right? Trying to see if you're cheaper than my doctor.
Listen, I help you for free.
I'm like, damn, that's cheaper than the $350 an hour I'm paying.
But
what
nah,
up, man?
What's up, everybody? What's up? But no, shout out to Canelo, shout out to Wilder for that statue, and the biggest fight is next weekend. And for the guy who just called, what's his name, Oscar? You ain't gonna look too smart once you bet me $100. Let him know I want 100. I'm putting 100 on the tank. So let him know if he really down for Rolly. We'll call that game. or hit me on Discord.
Mm. You get, you're right. You need to get somebody like Oscar because you ain't going to get good odds betting on Tank. You're going to have to pick the round or the group.
I said, tell him. But he can hear me. I'm pretty sure he's still on here or something. Put his money where his mouth is.
But what's your thoughts, man? I know the bigger topic is what's your thoughts on my man's in them, Rolly Romero, saying that Ryan hits harder than your boy Tank.
Yeah, think about it. And somebody, you want to really start it on the show. He ain't fought Tank. How can you talk about like power and you ain't born or feel it? Makes no sense. Mm. So, I mean, he can say what he is. Rolly. He's going to say anything. He fuck around, see an ant on the ground, think it's a worm. Who fucking knows, man? It's Rolly. But just know Bullet going to be picking that man up off the ground. And you're going to hear Rolly say, I respect Tank after that. That's what we're going to do. Beat the respect into him. That's what we're going to do. I'm telling you.
All right. Danny, all right. What's your YouTube channel officially?
My YouTube channel?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Like when you comment.
Daniel Alvarez.
Let me see if that comes up. All one word or is there a space?
No, it's a space. It's not Danny, it's Daniel. Listen, I don't know.
Oh, wait. No, that ain't true. That one got 16,000. Somebody out here perpetrating the Danny. You got 313 with a purple avatar?
Nah.
No.
You talking about on YouTube, right?
Yeah.
Nah.
You ain't
I got
up.
A wrench. How the fuck I don't come up?
No, I'm trying to tag you. But I guess, you know, you got to have a certain amount of subs or something. I don't know.
I ain't got no subs. I'm a bum. I'm a bum. Who's that? Is that Mayimbe? Mayimbe, what up?
Mayimbe. Yeah, I don't see you there. Sucks.
Yo, I forgot what he said in the chat earlier. Who? That cracked me up, Mayimbe. Unmute, champ. Oh, shit.
What?
Think he fell asleep. He ain't on mute.
He probably getting a call.
Mm. Yo, what up? My bad. All right, first of all, Rolly is just going to be Rolly. He's always going to lie and whatever, you know. It picked up the fight. We're talking about it, right? But there's nothing that you can tell me that Tank would have went 12 rounds with the Drunken Master. That shit ain't happening. That shit is not happening. So do I believe him that Ryan hits harder? No, not at all. On to Eddie and what was it, 600,000
plus.
I want to believe it, but I don't believe it. It's Eddie, man. I mean, he might be the greatest liar in all of mankind right now. So.
Outside of the Wilder negotiations, what do you lie about?
He's always lying. He's a promoter, right?
Outside of the Wilder negotiations, what do you recall him lying about?
Listen, you got me there, and I can't remember, but I can.
I'm not being sarcastic. I'm genuinely asking a question. I don't remember.
I mean, wasn't he always lying about having things ready out in Saudi Arabia for the AJ fight and for the AJ Fury fight, and it never came to fruition?
Nah, no, man, what you mean? Whoa, fams? I mean, Fury himself said AJ must be the stupidest businessman in the world, that he fucked up $90 million. So if Fury thought the money was real, how is Eddie lying about the money that only Eddie could provide?
Can't give you...
No, take your time, because again, I'm not being sarcastic, trying to put you on the spot or, you know, acting like I have a bunch of examples to give you. I genuinely don't remember him lying outside of the Wilder negotiations.
Well, there you go. I mean,
maybe somebody will say that he lied with the Charlo negotiations, because there was always an ongoing Charlo Andre thing between Eddie and PBC, so I don't know.
I don't know, man. Listen, I'm a Canelo fan deep down inside. Do I want to believe it? Yes, but I just don't. I don't think that they did the six plus. I want to say probably more like 450, maybe 500. But that's about it. You have to understand, I am from the Latino culture. And I know a lot of people that are Canelo fans, but they didn't know where to buy it, where, who he was fighting. And they weren't, and I have,
hey, you better be careful, bro. Hey, bro, you better be careful because you know, when I mentioned that earlier, they called me a Mexican hater and a racist against my people. So you better be careful.
No.
Tread lightly.
Listen, I have family members that have bars, that have liquor stores, all that. And, you know, when it's a Canelo fight, they do numbers. They didn't do numbers that week.
Cut it.
We ever went to Oscar?
Yes.
Then what you got, Bo?
Got a $4.99 super chat from Turbo Telly, who says nothing, just showing love.
Appreciate the
love.
And
we got Jaguar Part with the $5 super chat says, please don't compare Canelo to Wilder. Canelo still has his chin. RIP Wilder, though. Then we got Boxing Archives and Facts with the $84.99 Turkish currency says, Mexican fans support Nello pay-per-view because he was KO'd.
What?
A light heavyweight who wore a chimpanzee shirt. Ward needed two tries. Laughing emoji. Latino boxing fans don't care that Fury murked Wilder. That was mean.
That's all our super chats, champ.
He said don't care?
He said,
so what does that mean? Did they still want to watch him? Because I want to watch him.
Yeah, he said Latino boxing fans don't care that Fury murked Wilder.
I have Al in the Bay.
Yo. What's up? Shout out to all three of y'all. Rody Ramirez was talking out of his brain. He was talking about down the line, two weight classes up. He need to get past Tank before he start talking that silly stuff. You feel me? So that's what I got to say. Because he was talking about his mom.
Drops mic.
Oh, well.
All right. We got Carlos from Delano County.
Hello?
Carlos, what up?
I'm from Jersey.
Oh, shit. With a 661 number? Oh, I picked the wrong
my number.
No. I hit the wrong button. Go ahead, but you good? We'll go with you.
Okay. Sorry. Yeah. No problem. So listen, how about if fucking Rowley gets lucky with one lucky shot and knocks his boy out?
Rowley gets
then
lucky.
What? Yeah, if Rowley gets lucky and
then
knocks
he's gonna be the new Oracle. Because he calling.
That's what y'all should be talking about. Or y'all should have a poll. Is it going to be ass up or face down if Javante knocks him out? That's what I think.
What's your name,
I think
Tim?
He's going to get Manny.
Manny
is going to get destroyed violently. Another thing I want to talk about real quick is Blair. Y'all had Blair a couple weeks ago talking shit about Philly. I'm originally from Philly, and I was there when Boots was beating the shit out of him in Front Street Gym. When Boots was beating the shit out of him in Front Street Gym, and he talks this shit like this boy can't do nothing, he was beating the fuck out of him. And I know Bozy don't want to talk about that. Bozy don't want to talk about that because Bozy's a good guy. He doesn't want to talk about it, but he knows what his son was doing to him. He beat his ass so bad by the third round, he was talking about, I gotta this, I gotta that. I don't know exactly what he had to do, but he was making up excuses, but he was beating the fuck out of him. And a lot of people in Philly knows about it. It happened in Front Street Gym. That's all I got to say.
Well, thank you, champ. Appreciate it. We going out to Carlos. What up?
All right.
Yo, what's up? Good morning, gentlemen.
Buenos dias.
Anybody else disappointed on the outcome of Canelo losing? It's like, man, the guy was reaching, trying to be great, and he lost. And now it seems like all the boxers are going to stay even more, like, playing it safer and everything. How do you guys feel about that?
If anything, I feel like him losing showed his vulnerability and maybe will help make some of these fights, you know.
I don't know. I think Canelo's still, I mean, he's still the undisputed champion at super middleweight, and obviously he's an all-time great, so I don't think that, he, in my eyes, he hasn't diminished any. I wasn't happy with his performance, but I still think that he's in a great position, and I think that, like I said, it might be easier given that he did show vulnerability and, you know, he lost.
Yeah, well, I'm talking about, like, the other fighters. Canelo's going to risk it, man. I mean, he doesn't get to be that level, you know, without taking those risks. But, I mean, the other boxers are going to be even more timid, right?
I don't
or
think so.
Or let maybe hold back a little bit? You think Ricardo's going to take a chance to go up to...
Cut it.
We got Sir Sayo with the $10 Super Chat says, what does Canelo get for fighting a smaller man? More disparagement and ridicule. That's all he gets for that. Oh, I also sent a Super Chat at the end of your stream, Untitled. Do I get a spin for that? I just checked back. I didn't see your stream, Super Chat. The last one we got from you was about Shakur Stevenson at 126. But you did win a hat yesterday.
Who?
So, Sir Sayo.
Because someone hit me up. I'm like, hit Boa.
Super Chat or something like
that? Supreme Tax hit me up. Like, yo, didn't I win on the wheel?
Well, I think that guy hit me up in my DM like you're supposed to do on...
Bo Mason underscore TBV on Instagram.
Correct. Mm-hmm. But Sir Sire, if you would hit me up, I could get your address and send you the hat that you actually won yesterday.
Yes. Remember, if you don't send the address,
right,
we can't address you. But I want to address...
And we got to spin the wheel for him one time as well.
Okay, and I just want to address Boxing Archives and Facts. My man is from a whole nother country. He clipped our portion of the show where I'm talking about Andre, and he got over 200 comments.
On what?
On my rant on Andre.
But like on what? Like on YouTube?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I seen
it's
that
crazy
on YouTube. I watched the video.
It's crazy.
You ain't give you no credit.
I mean, it's me talking.
Oh.
It's us. It's the show. Actually, I think he got it from, not from YouTube. He actually got it from London Runs Boxing because it had the same edits that London Runs Boxing did.
Can you sue him?
I'm not trying to sue him. I'm just shocked
on,
that
bro.
He getting more engagement than me. Like, how you getting 200 comments? I'm getting 30. And I said the shit. But anyway.
What you said wasn't nice, though. It was like, you know what I'm saying? I don't think you want to be just put out there like that, bro. You don't want to put yourself out there like that. You said he hot garbage under the bridge burning or something like that.
Okay, but he still got more comments on what I said than I did.
But you didn't cut it and put it out there. He cut it and put it out there.
No, I hear you. But again, it's in our show. I said it. It's mine, you know, it was out before he cut it, but I guess.
I mean, if you cut it and put it out there, it's going to get more views and comments than what he got, but I don't think you want to do that to yourself. That's a hater that did
But that's
that.
What I'm saying. It is out already. It's out already. In order for him to cut it, he got it, get it from our channel.
But no one's going to watch a 3-hour show to find that, but if you just cut that and put it out there, people will definitely click it, especially based off the title.
Mm. So where are we?
CYP has a counterpunch.
CYP.
Hey, y'all hear me?
Uh-huh.
All right, what's the tougher fight? Charlo, Big Charlo, fighting Rocky Fielding, or Charlo fighting Andrade?
What's a better fight?
No, what's a harder fight? Like for Charlo to win.
Andre? Yeah.
Okay, see, that's my point. When you go up to a weight class and you fight a dude, you're not taking more of a risk if you're the favorite. Charlo will be the favorite versus Rocky Fielding, even though he's at 175. Who gives a shit? Who cares? You're still the favorite. So you're supposed to win. But if you fight Andre at 160, 50-50 fight, anybody could win. That's much more tougher. We need to stop with this daring to be great when you're the favorite. A fight is about who your opponent is and what's your odds of winning. That's what makes the fight tough or not. That's what makes it great or not. Not how big the dude is. It's how easily you're expected to beat that man. CYP out.
If that were true, Canelo wouldn't have lost. It's just plain and simple. He was the favorite and still lost. So even if Andre is the favorite over Rocky Fielding, it doesn't mean that he can't lose.
Rocky is also a 68, right?
Mm-hmm.
Swift out in the 813.
Let's do it.
Gotta accept and unmute, sis. Does Brandon have a counterpunch?
That is Brandon Maurice. He has the Stainless's boomerang.
Oh, okay.
Swift just joined.
What up?
Yeah.
Mike check.
1-2-1-2. Yo, what's good, fellas? Man, good morning, man. Happy day.
And there he went.
There goes that Tampa internet.
That's that swamp internet.
8-1 Trey. It's fight week, Danny. Fei Lung Ming. Should we watch that fight?
Fei Lung Ming was looking old on
Yo,
that
Yo, we should
bro.
Watch that fight, right?
Let's do it.
We could fucking do a live fight chat. It's pretty short notice to get some models in here.
Let's go! I'm ready!
It's Tuesday.
We booked up on models right now. We booked up for the weekend with models. You know what I'm saying? Got a special treat for you guys.
But that's only one for Saturday.
Ain't the Fei Lung Ming, what, it's Friday?
It say May Friday.
I know somebody who could be here on Friday.
Who?
Puerto Rican princess? It ain't my preference.
It's the Puerto Rican princess?
I don't know what she is, but who? I definitely seen what she said. She back in town, and she trying to get back on the show.
Oh, so he is talking about the Puerto Rican princess.
Yeah. That sound like static. Like TV said
it. Yo, I don't know.
I wouldn't a fan of hers, particularly. Knocking her.
Let's get to Brandon.
Wow, why you just cut my mans off like that? He about to tell us why he wasn't a fan and then he became a fan.
He obviously didn't care, so I'm not going to mention
him. I don't even know who y'all talking about.
Because you always ignoring us, trying to be in a rush.
Nah, but...
Yo, he be in a rush to end the show and then just hangs out in the studio.
When the people is messaging, like, why
who
so long
you?
Between calls?
Who messaging you?
Bro, you know, I just want to
make sure
you? We tend it to our
Who
people.
Messaging you?
Bro, the people.
Who messaging you?
The people.
Who?
That's their name. You the bum! People.
You bum!
Go ahead, go to Brandon.
Yo, can y'all hear me?
You suck!
Yo.
Yep, we hear you.
I'm going to make it quick, Danny. I know my boy's got like an In-N-Out burger he probably want to hit up.
Disrespectful.
Damn, bro. I'm over here
advocating for the callers
right,
when they come at you.
Advocating for the callers. That's
funny. That's fucked up.
Danny, as always in a rush, dude. I wish I could work your job, be on air for 4 hours, and then get to do what the fuck I want for the rest of the day. That's pretty dope.
I wish I could do that, too.
I wish I could do that, too.
Yeah, I wish
I could
do that, too.
It don't work like that, bro. It don't work.
It don't?
It sounds like it do.
This is an all-day job.
If it was a great job, you know what I'm saying, maybe that might, but it ain't that.
Hey, at least y'all talking boxing, getting paid to do it, man. Y'all living a dream that I wish I could live. But, hey, this is just a random thought. Y'all see Jarrell Miller? Got a thriller come back? Y'all talk about that?
We haven't.
Yeah,
June
25th.
Yeah, we haven't talked about it on there, but
they got the most hits this week out of anything on the Instagram page. The Jarrell Miller, Juicy J.
Yeah, man, I still want that Wilder fight with Jarrell Miller.
That's the fight right there. He owe Wilder some respect, man. He says some shit Wilder should definitely make a fight about.
He said some shit similar to the shit I said in my intro type shit. So, yeah. Wilder, whoop his ass, man. That's the fight for Wilder right there, the comeback fight. Fuck Jarrell Miller up. Beat up the drug cheat. You'll become America's hero. Fucked up a drug cheat. I'm telling you. That's the angle. Yeah, man. That was just a random thought, man. Y'all can enjoy that in and out, Danny.
Disrespectful. Bo. Where's that behind-the-scenes footage, man, that you did on your phone of the Harding models?
We got it.
We should be running those promos, man.
Say no more. We got Jonathan LaBarina with a $5 super chat.
LaBarina.
Don't give that sucker no statue. Give him guts. Clubber Lang. I got no respect for Wilder after he blackmailed and embarrassed Mark Breland.
That's crazy. Juvon, man, Juvon. All righty then. Who next? Okay, we got to go to Blood Talk. Looking like, who are you? Who are you? That's Machine Gun. Nope, that's actually Big Soupy Max.
BoxingWiz.com.
Poloki, you are next, my friend. Por eso lo vuelvo a repetir. La era del Canelo la mejor porque peleó con los mejores. La suerte es para los mediocres, my friend.
BoxingWiz.com.
Supermax, what up?
What up, Danny? What up, Bo? What up, man? Good morning, fellas.
What's good?
What up?
I think the topic on the title was, is Canelo still the cash cow, right? Is that what we're talking
about? Yes. Based
I
off Eddie Hearn saying he did through 600, so over six.
I think that's possible because this one you can just buy, like, on your regular cable box. And I think he could still be the cash cow, man. Oscar De La Hoya was still the cash cow, and he went like 3-3 in his last six fights. You know, he was like losing every other fight. Lost to Trinidad 1-2, lost to Mosley 1-2, beat for Brandon Vargas to turn around, lose to Mosley. Him and Floyd did 2.5, and he turned around and still did 1-point-something with Pacquiao. So it's very possible. I think we need to put more respect on the Floyd Mayweather. There's only one Floyd Mayweather, and I've said that for years, and that's the problem is that's how great he is. Nobody's going to go undefeated like that. That's very rare and needs to be – we're showing lack of appreciation by holding everybody else to the standard. So and hopefully Canelo losing and bouncing back and still being able to do good numbers is a good thing for boxing overall. We'll get more fights, get more guys to take risks. But that's really all my call, man. Hopefully the fight next weekend turned out good. Benavidez should sleep with you pretty quickly. And y'all have a good one, fellas.
All right, champ.
Appreciate it, Supermax.
We got Mac and A Cheese with the $4.99 Super Chat says, why when Canelo loses, Mel Wilder, Andre, the Black fights get put on the chopping block? This boxing, you win some, you lose some. And then we got LV Slugger with the $5 says, none of y'all favorite fighters fought a man that outweighed them 50 pounds. Can't compare Wilder. Different breed. Statue coming May 25th. Living legend.
Bomb squad!
Then we got B-Dog with the $5 Super Chat says, if Andre lost to Zach Parker, he wouldn't have been dating or daring to be great. Then we got AJ Smooth with the $4.99 says, I believe 600,000 pay-per-view. But
why wouldn't he have been? He said he wouldn't have been Darren?
Correct.
I mean, only because people would have said that he wasn't on the level of a Bivol, but he's moving up a division, and it was an interim fight.
It was an interim fight.
Like, I don't know really what more you want.
AJ Smooth with the $4.99 says, I believe 600,000 plus pay-per-view buys. The Zone has been delivering lately. Yes, $20 a month sucks. Peach emoji. But, but a $60 pay-per-view with a great undercard, and that's my $15.
I thought the undercard was pretty trash, to be fair. Then Dr. DAZN with a 179 Great British Pound Super Chat saying, Buati versus Richards predictions. Champ, that right there, we will be giving away on Friday. On Thursday on our flagship show, 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern, which I think is midnight for you. So we'll be making those predictions Thursday. We'll be giving those picks out along with this weekend's picks, along with the raffle for the David Benavidez autograph glove.
And
the Yoelvis Gomez autograph glove. And, you know, sometimes with all these giveaways, you got to be careful because there's certain things that may need to get written off. And if you have those issues, you got to call my people over at the Tax Doctors because any write-offs, any things that questions you may have, things you may need help with, you know, the Tax Doctors are there. All you got to do is give them a call, 833-TBV-TAXX. That's 833-TBV-TAX with two X's at the end. You give them a call, they help you out. But is that Oscar, the great one?
With another call? Counterpunch?
No, different Oscar. This is a British Oscar, not the San Antonian Oscar.
British Oscar.
The great one.
Not quite, Danny. It's the Omar. British Omar.
Yo, you know what? Let me tell you. We got a camera guy named Omar too. I called him Oscar yesterday.
I called him Oscar every day, bro.
My apologies.
Bo has been told many times it's Omar, and he goes, it's Oscar.
I mean, I don't intentionally do it, but it's hard calling a Mexican Omar instead of Oscar.
That's cool, guys. But listen, Ness or Bo, why didn't you run me by my little intro soundbite?
What intro soundbite?
This one?
Bomb Squad! Definitely not that one. It's the one, you will go one on one with the great one.
I think Ness got that one.
Come on, Ness, man. Get me in the mood.
Only one I got is.
That's the only one, Deontay Wilder.
You messing up, Ness.
Just because it's a wrestling soundbite, so I don't really have it always on.
And he got like 500 soundbites.
All right, that's cool. I'll just jump into my call, man. So
sorry,
listen,
brother.
I understand the topics. Oh, no problem. But so I see the topics about Canelo still being a cash cow. I mean, to be honest, I don't understand how that can be a question, because Espiro, who else is getting even close to those type of numbers? I mean, I thought the numbers was quite good considering that, you know, there was no slap this time going into the fight. There was no American opponent. And there was no, you know, Fox / Showtime backing coming into it. It was DAZN's first pay-per-view. So, you know, I thought it did reasonably well considering. It's more interesting for me to see how the rematch would do, because I think the rematch would get close to those Caleb Plant numbers. And to put those numbers into perspective as well, I mean, I've always felt that if Spence and Crawford did 600, I'd consider that a success because, you know, I mean, I know people are talking about 1 million for that fight. I can't see how it's doing that, especially considering the type of numbers those guys are getting individually. I just can't see it touching anywhere near a million. I think 600K for that type of fight would be a success. But yeah, other than that, that's really my call, guys. And yeah, have a good one. I'll catch you on the next one.
Yes, sir.
All right. Who is next?
Hey, Bessie.
Yeah, Mr. PVC.
Let's go.
Get the fuck out of here, man. Please.
Yo.
Yo, yo, my caller.
Mr. TPC, baby.
I'm going to make one money.
Hey, Daddy.
I'm going to make one money.
This is dope.
He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High, shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God.
Hey, Daddy. This is dope.
For I'm waking up. Mr. TPC.
Yo, yo, yo. Good morning, y'all.
Morning.
Hopefully you guys got your coffee. Shout out to Bo, Danny, and Mr. Gibbs.
What
the topic is about the pay-per-views. I think that's a good, pretty good number. Shout out to Bivol for making this fight so big. And Canelo. And Eddie Hearn. Nobody was in the way. Floyd didn't get his fight, so wasn't that much of a buzz on it. For the rematch, I don't think it'll be good. I think Canelo should go the easy route, stick to the golden boy plan, and save your man. I think Bibble definitely should get the better beef, Joe Smith. And if anybody thinks that Canelo will beat Bibble, I have $2,000 on it, Nestor Gibbs, if anybody. If you know anybody or you ever have a dream about it, just hit me up.
Payday, you want payday, I know that.
Shout out to Bivol, shout out to Deontay Wilder, shout out to Floyd Mayweather, all my favorite fighters. That's my call. Nessa Gibbs, we can put some money on it, don't be scared. Your favorite fighter versus my favorite fighter.
All right. Looks like we have some callers on Blog Talk. This is Swift in the 813.
Yes, sir. I'm trying to get it in. I'm trying to see what's up, man. I got some shit to pick your brain about, Ness.
What up?
Hey, man, you heard about the WBO? Now, this is completely off topic, but WBO trying to force Charlo into a fight with Tim Zoo. Are they going to strip him? You heard about that?
I mean, Tim Zoo was he was the mandatory.
Right, he got paid that step aside.
Mm-hmm.
What's your thoughts on that, man? Them forcing Charlo to fight Tim Zoo so fast when, you know, Almighty Nello, you know what I'm saying, gets to take his time and fight his mandatories. They give him, man, 30 days.
Well, again, they already gave him an extension when he accepted the step aside.
That's why Canelo had to fight Yildirim right after.
But you guys laughed at that, but that's what you have to do. So he has to fight his mandatory.
Right. Okay. I'm up to beating out, man. I just need a little clarification on that, man. You know, I got to come to the Boxing Voice to get that shit clarified. But, yeah, man, them pay-per-view numbers, yeah, I believe them. You know what I'm saying? Everybody want to see Canelo lose. You know how that shit be when you're great. You know what I'm saying? Niggas play it to see Floyd lose. That's why he was getting the numbers like he was. And so, yeah, man, Canelo come back down to 168, you know what I'm saying? Probably beats Bivol then at 168. Don't got that weight on him, holding him down, tiring him out, them big-ass muscles and shit. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, man, that's my call, man. One time for the TBV, the TBE, all podcasts, man. Y'all keep it up, man. Y'all have a great day.
We got Dr. DAZN with the 179 quid. Says Buatsi versus Richards. Predictions? ? Fire emoji.
I read that.
I got Richards. Did you predict?
No, I told them we're going to do it Thursday on the prediction show.
I got Richards today and Thursday. I'm ready for Crow too if he loses.
Is that JT up there?
That does look like Coach JT.
Yeah,
hey,
up?
Daddy.
I want to hear from
me. So interesting when you come across like a nice guy, but you're really a piece of shit.
Hey,
that
come
comment.
On, come on.
That was a piece of fuck you. That was a piece of shit.
You know, we're doing live TV.
Yeah, I don't care. What are you going to do about it?
I'm killing this mother. Why do you have to talk like that?
Well, I'm talking to you the way I want to talk to you. You have a problem, turn off your station. I'm the best ever.
Yo, what up, everybody? What up, little Nesta Gibbs?
What up?
Hey, I don't have too much on it. It looked like the topic is Canelo did over 600,000 pay-per-views.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I expect them numbers to go down after this. Canelo had his best days. I think he's going to the end of his days until he gets into a bigger fight with a bigger name. Maybe the pay-per-views go up. But if he keep picking certain fights, I don't expect the pay-per-views to go up. Now, of course, like with a Benavidez, maybe a Jermell Charlo, the numbers might get higher than this, but I expect the numbers of Errol Spence, Terrence Crawford, I think they'll do over 600,000 pay-per-view buys, and I think they become the cash cow. Who the winner out of those two become the cash cow and take over the boxing. That's my call.
Well, all right. And I think that is everyone. Let me double check on Blog Talk and make sure that isn't someone that is. There's Al in the Bay. Did we get to Al in the Bay? Al in the Bay, talk to us. Al in the Bay, are you talking today? Al in the Bay, are you talking today? Said Al in the Bay, talking today. Guess he ain't talking today. So I want to direct everyone to my personal YouTube channel, Nestor Gibbs. I will be releasing some content on my personal YouTube channel here in the next few days. We're going to be having some shorts and some trailers to my new project. It's a working title. You know, many people have said that me and Danny are pretty good interviewing. So I'm trying my interviewing skills with different people outside of the sport of boxing. This show will not have anything to do with boxing. It will be on my own YouTube channel. And it will, you know, I'm not going to promise you that I won't have a boxing person as a guest every now and then, but, you know, it's definitely out of niche. My first guest is supermodel Jamie Villamore. That was an amazing interview. And a very talented woman that does many, many, many things, you know, from owning her own knives and knife line to being a supermodel to also shooting big-ass guns. But this is going to be my first episode. Here's a screen share of our thumbnail. And you can catch this episode in its entirety on the Nestor Gibbs channel. Before, obviously, the episode is released, we'll be putting out some shoulder content to let you know what it's all about. And, yeah, man, I look forward to your comments, letting me know what I need to change, what I need to work on, and who I should get next, because we're in Las Vegas. And, yeah, man, we're trying to just continue to work and expand.
And I just helped you, Nestor, as you are close to almost 2,000 subs on your personal page. I've finally subscribed.
Oh, thank you, my friend, for as being my friend. Oh, thank you, Austin. Thank you. Thank you, Austin. Thank you. Thank you.
And so friends are for, bro.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys.
Very welcome.
Thank you, guys. Dan, this is – I could do members only? I'm going to do members only, like, early release, so, even though I don't have any members.
We got a $10 super chat from Sir Saya, who says, "Hey, yo, Bo, I sent you a DM on Instagram with my information. Can you confirm?" We've already been in talks on Instagram. And we'll spin the wheel for you once again. One entry into the keychain raffle, Sir Saya.
Shout out to you, champ. But Ness, man, it looks like it's going to be an early one for us today.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and get another cheap plug. I just made the show a members only for early releases. So if you're a member of my Nestor Gibbs channel, you'll get to see it early. And you can be any member. I don't even think I have members because I never set this up, but I'm going to do it anyway. No, honestly, I never set it up. You know, you got to set the tiers and all that shit.
Mm. Yeah, you can do it.
But here it is. It's there. It's early. If anybody wants the early release of my latest project, I'm very excited about it. I was super nervous. My hands were sweating. So it probably don't look the best then. I wore a boxing voice shirt. I didn't know I was going to. I mean, I knew I was going to do it, but I didn't know I was going to do it. And then I wore the shirt. So it's like kind of on brand with my other show, which it shouldn't have been. And, then she's smoking hot. It was hard to stay focused. No, seriously, wait till you see the shirt she wore. And then it was like,
I saw, yeah.
She changed outfits. So I'm like, Jesus Christ, you know, it's this, you making it uncomfortable.
You just,
great way.
I think you was nervous more than, more so just about being off niche and doing something different.
Yes, absolutely.
Bro, like, you was like, I honestly,
anxious.
Yeah, you was anxious. I came just to support you. I came back.
And I'm glad that you were there because honestly, this is what they did. They just threw me in the room with a
supermodel
that's super gorgeous that I knew nothing about, and they just wanted us to talk.
Yo, then, bro, didn't like
it worked. I'm though. Sure, I ain't gonna front. It worked.
I'm sure
the conversation went really well.
I was going to say, I'm sure it didn't help when she pulled a knife out on you too, bro.
It didn't help. But honestly, I wasn't looking at the knives.
Do we have any callers?
Beg the hottest girl in school to show me her knockers. That's a Jay-Z line. Yo, Nestor Gibbs, we got callers. They just popping up. Who are ya? Who are ya? This is 212. This is Suleiman the Scholar.
Yeah, how you doing, Ness? Ness, you got to put the code for Discord. I'm trying to get on Discord so I could call you because I was calling you. You had me on hold. First thing is this show is pretty good. I mean, he picked a pretty good show. I think Danny picked a pretty good show. And, you know, if you give me some time, you know, I was holding on. I want to say something about Voli. Voli's on the come up, man. And I think Tank already peaked, okay? So this fight, everybody's talking about Tank's power is a factor. But I think Voli's grown into his power. And if and Volley is a gym rat, he's paying a lot of time for this fight. I think if Volley could slip in a couple of those powerful hooks that he got early in the fight, start accumulating some swelling on Gervantes. Gervantes does tend to get hit. He has less on the defense because he wants to cut off the ring and get in close because he's shorter than Volley. I think that it will accumulate, and then later on it could be a stoppage or it could slow down, and then he could beat him on points. Is this going to be a big effort for Gervantes in this fight? Because I think Floyd's going to have to do what he did in the last fight where he fought Miguel Barrios. Make this kid, beat this fight. I think he could pass this, and it's true. Ryan Garcia is also want to come up. He's coming up. He's tall. He's rangy, a little bit like Oscar De La Hoya, but a little more heavy on the left hook. I think he could slip in that left hook early in the fight, and even if he can knock you out, it'll accumulate damage and create a lot of stoppages. So these two guys have a lot of potential. I think Tank has peaked. I think Tank is a platform that these guys could work on to build bigger, better things. Now I'm gonna go into Canelo. I think Canelo could do a Jermell Charlo on Bivol. I think Saul could do a Jermell Charlo on Bivol because as you see, Jermell Charlo on his rematch is deadly. A little bit like Azuma Nelson was. I think Canelo, if he schools this guy, I think he fought his heart out. I don't think he could do that again. In the second fight, he's not going to perform as well. He's going to be like a Tony Harrison. I think Canelo could full of upset, and he should stay at 175, maybe vacate the 168 belts because that division is red hot right now. He got a lot of mandatories, and just acclimate to 175, and Like I said before, he still got a lot of growth still in his potential, so he could probably outgrow he's also still gonna come up on 175, acclimate to that division, and then fight Better Beef, the winner of Better Beef and Joe Smith, and stay at that weight and try to be undisputed at that division.
Cut it. Looks like we're going out to Canada to our pound for pound supporter. I don't know where your intro's at, Jose. You haven't called in forever, man. That's what happens.
Popping out in lame O's. Like Quavo.
Yo, I've been calling Ness. I've been calling now. You know, I know Bo can find it. Bo is doing a masterful job there. Anyway, I just want to, man, right now, man, I'm just,
all right, we found it.
Oh, my goodness, man. You know what, Ness? I'm going to be still like a little starstruck here for the first little bit here. You guys are just killing it, man. Killing it. You know, I really, really enjoy these new podcasts that have come out, like on YouTube, like Logan Paul, like even Nelk Boys, like, because it's entertaining, man. And that's the corner you guys are turning to. You guys still have your lane, but you guys are also really entertaining people. The aesthetics, like the visual aesthetics, it's just all kicking in, man. Personalities, like on Untitled, I really like Danny's rawness. Like, I know Danny, but I don't know Danny. And just how, how honest and vulnerable he is sometimes, I really appreciate it, man. Like, you know, him talking about finding a lady. Danny, you're going to find yourself that lady, my friend. You're a charming guy, and wish you all the best, man. And you know what, Ness?
Yo, Jose,
you
got to
keep killing it. You got to keep killing
early
it,
morning,
man. You got to keep.
Smoke is cold. Nah,
he swallowed that shit.
Nah, I didn't come up all the way. Nah, I appreciate
you
gotta it.
You
got to
keep killing it, guys.
When you coming out, man?
I'm coming out, man. Now that you guys, yo, Ness,
I know
dying
you part of the company,
back,
man. When you coming to, when you yep. coming to say what's up, you part of the company now.
I'm dying to see how Patrick does it, man. It's truly inspirational what he has, and it's what I want to have, right? So I want to come check it out, man. I want to see how the Kings do it, man. So I'm gonna be down there soon, and honestly, I just want to big up you guys, tell you guys keep going at it. You know, the world needs to learn more about boxing, but they need to do it in a fun way, right? And you guys are doing that right now. So keep it up. Big ups to you guys. Your whole team is just amazing. and just proud of you guys, man. So take this shit to the next levels, man. So good luck and congrats, boys. That's all I got. Peace.
Yo, I need some members levels. See, I was so used to being a boxing guy. It's like, yeah, prospect, contender, champ. What do you call, like, you know what I'm saying? This is like lifestyle, and I don't even know.
I mean, baller should be the biggest level.
Whoa. All right, that's one
Everybody
suggestion.
Everybody want to be a baller.
That's one suggestion. What about you, Danielle?
Daniel?
Or you could do like the mafia, like made man, capo, lieutenant.
Mm. You're you're segregating, I feel like, if you go with those type of names. You're only catering to a certain audience.
You might be condoning too, no?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know, Chad. I honestly think that we need to find the identity of the show for you first.
Well, I think that's what the first episode is going to do. You know, I put that out.
It's a pilot.
And let the audience say, I don't like the name. I do like the name. Maybe you should do this. You know, I'm open to that. But Austin, looks like we got two over there.
Yep, we got Why So Serious.
What is up?
Why So Serious?
Yeah, man. Take it easy in life. Enjoy it. Smile. Laugh. Jose said it all, man. Great show. Ness, I really, really appreciate what you do for the boxing community. You're a very hard worker and very inspirational, to be honest. And Danny, man, like Jose said, man, you're going to find your way, man. Just keep being like Root, you know. Just keep filling up your basket, and one day your bo ass will come. Well, obviously, female version for those who are on that no homo stuff. But Ness, can you do me a favor? Can you make sure that my Cash App is working for you? Because I hate sending super chats for the simple fact that they tax me, and y'all don't even get the full amount. So can you please make sure?
Well, you not sending it to me, because I've been getting. I got CYPs and Hawks. It's $. THABOXINGVOICE
at yahoo.com.
No, because it's okay. Cash App. It's just
let me say that because someone has one in there with the boxing voice at yahoo.com, and mine's is pending.
Well, I am the boxing voice at yahoo.com, but that's THE at yahoo.
But that's your email, not your Cash App.
But I did use the email to make the Cash App.
But he's saying,
he's saying
that there's an account with the email as a Cash App, $, the boxing voice at yahoo.com.
Thank you. That is not.
So somebody is stealing.
That is
trying
not
to be you, Ness.
That is
and
not.
And I sent the.
But you can cancel it on your end. You can cancel it.
Yeah. I sent Sticky Palms a screenshot of it so you could see.
Hmm.
All right. Yeah, we do need to get that figured out.
Yeah, you sent it to the wrong one. Just do $ THABOXINGVOI.
All right, I think I got it. I just sent you one as a test to just make sure that's it. But I guess that's good. So anybody else who may have been having
I got it.
Struggles.
The $2,000?
Okay. Yeah.
Damn. And it says hashtag God bless.
That's all for you, champ.
You the man.
Mm.
You know it. Hey, thanks for always taking my call, engaging, and I appreciate the love and support.
Yo, Jonathan, I need a members level for my new channel where I'm doing new content that has nothing to do with boxing. I'm interviewing super duper amazing people. And
say no more. I'll support. Just send me what level you want me to be at.
I just need a name for a level. I don't know. You know, we got prospect contenders and champs around here on TBV, but I don't know what it would be for my Nestor Gibbs channel.
But that's what I'm saying. Once you, because I don't think you're gonna stick with the show as Cut It.
Mm-hmm,
like
mm-hmm.
You know,
I don't like the title.
Yeah, the title don't even make sense.
It does make sense.
Oh,
Cut it.
Well, I would have to.
Because they're saying
show.
Like
cut the coke.
No, cut the shit.
Oh, I thought you were saying cut the blue magic.
Cut everything. It's like, yo, if you say, oh, cut it. You need to cut it. No?
Who sing that song?
That dude you told me about.
That dude you told me about. You terrible. But
so it, the side show is called Cut It. Cut the Shit.
That's the working title. No, it's called Cut It with Nestor Gibbs.
And you need membership levels to kind of coincide with the name of the show.
I don't know if we're going to coincide with the name of the show, because as Danny said, I'm not married to that name. I really would love the audience to give bless me with a better name.
I think right now we dropped the pilot.
I think it's just the Nestor Gibbs Show for right now.
Yeah, I think we dropped the pilot. First of all, come up with a name for the show, and then you
will. Well, I mean, it's
that.
Cut It. It's definitely Cut It. I say Cut It. The artwork is Cut It. It's Cut It for right now as a pilot.
I'll say this before I go. If you do the Nestor Gibbs Show, one level should be like your the type of car you got, like that Corvette status or something like that.
That might have to be the top level. So should I go through all my cars? Should I
GTO?
put my
GTO?
First car in? No, put my first Jetta. When I was a youngster.
Yeah, the Jetta level, the GTO level, then the Corvette.
The GTO?
Hey, I got a Volkswagen. So it's a Passat diesel.
Oh, but that's better. You and Danny in the diesel world, that's official tissue.
I'm only VW to
get. Yeah, but we paying high on gas right now. Though.
Yeah,
but it
lasts you 10 times hours. You get way more miles per gallon. So if you're paying five something, you're still getting – I'm paying five something for 91. But anyway, you are the last car. No, who's that over there to the left? To the right?
Boozy from Broward.
Boozy with the fucking, he's got a whole song as an intro. It's like a whole
faded out after 45 seconds.
We should play that during our intermission.
Just make sure he's not cheating. So when he said that he'll fight, we don't tend to prove that Josh Warrington, but he won't fight me. I kind of felt like it was disrespectful.
He's a desperate fan.
I feel like I'm the best fighter in boxing. Now I'm bigger, I'm stronger, I'm better. I ain't fighting the right shit.
This is my time to show the world who turns
good. Oh, he dropped off? Bougie.
He still hasn't accepted.
Bougie.
Bougie must be busy.
All right. Well, N.O., what up?
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce to you a young fella, and he comes from the Magnolia.
Oh. How about you, Sal?
Straight in and out.
Hold on. We can see that.
Brandon in Houston is recommending Let's Be Real with Nestor Gibbs. What you think, bro?
The gymnasium said Ness is more.
Oh, you mean Sports Sensum?
Like less is more, Ness is more.
Yeah.
And then Ghost Spear Fishing said The Necessary Show.
What up, N.O.?
Man, what's up, bro? You starting a new show and all that, huh?
Yeah, man.
He moved
my wing.
He said he moving off
I
from the boxing board.
I believe I can fly.
But look, I got an idea. Since the callers always have you on the roofs and they always coming at your neck, Let Me Live, Nestor Gibbs. That need to be the name of the show. Just Let Me Live with Nestor Gibbs. That it. It's settled, you dad. Go ahead on. I need my 10%. You already know.
You want payday? Yeah. I know that.
But about the numbers, because that was the show about. I don't think that's the accurate numbers, bro. Because what we getting these numbers? Because the zone, what the fight was on? The zone, right?
Mm-hmm.
The zone never put out the numbers. All of a sudden, they're putting out numbers, Ness, and it's coming from Eddie Hearn?
Mm-hmm.
Nah, bro.
He contesting. Someone trying to say, they tried to shame him and say, this was a disaster. It only did 300,000 pay-per-view buys. He said, oh, buddy, we doubled that. Then he doubled down and said, we've done more than 600, actually. So, yeah.
How many subscribers do they have?
They over a million.
Well, I mean, I don't know. It's
That was yesterday. He joined. But, you breaking up, brother. We cannot hear you.
You can hear me now?
Yes.
Good.
All right. So they paying their subscription and they paying for the fight. You think a lot of people did that with all this?
I did it.
It was less.
I did it.
If you're not a subscriber and
but you can't count yourself. Ness, you got come on, man.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Think about it. No, think about it. If fucking Steven Espinoza tells y'all, hey, if y'all got Showtime in y'all cable package, y'all only got to pay $60, not the $80 for the pay per view. Ain't you gonna do that?
I see that, bro, but a lot of people, I don't know, bro. I just don't trust Eddie Hearn, bro. I don't trust him, bro. He did a lot of going back and forth live. That like we could pull up video after video with Eddie Hearn telling the lie, then telling the truth there, and then lying here. So he's just a guy I can't trust, bro. So them 300,000, and then like Bibble, bro. A lot of people didn't know Bibble like that. You think Canelo can pull off them type of numbers just with his name alone?
Of course.
Just fighting, I don't know, bro. I think the 300,000 maybe four, but I don't believe it was six. That's my call.
All right.
We got Tim Galagos with the 999 says rooting for Rowley. Say it one time. I'm rooting for you. One entry into the T-shirt raffle, Mr. Galagos.
All right.
We have Bougie from Broward back.
Let's try Bougie again. Let's try.
Yo, what it is, family?
What up?
Yeah, man, the last time, I don't know what the fuck going on, but you know I got AT&T, but that shit be tripping. Anyway, I got the hat. Appreciate it. All the sentences from all three of y'all. And I was scared to touch that motherfucker, bitch. I had to put on my gloves. That motherfucker got that suede on the top and the bottom. Shit. You know what I'm saying? I fuck with it. But I'm going to have my bitch take a picture of the hat so y'all can post it on y'all, you feel me, on y'all Insta story or whatever. But check it out. On this Rowley shit, man. Rowley, Tank, man. Talking about Garcia hit harder than him. He just doing that for promotion, you know, because he got to promote the fight or whatever. Me, personally, 2 weeks ago, I seen Tank in action because he's training down here in Broward County in Florida, down here, right there in Coral Springs. And I went in there and I saw him in action. When I tell you my boy is working, killing sparring partners, man. He ain't taking no breaks, 30-second breaks, 3-minute rounds type shit. You feel me? Ain't getting no water during the breaks. In the sparring partner's heads, moving good. He ain't getting no water. My dog even got some Skittles in the middle of the round. He said, let me get some Skittles in the middle of the round. Went back in there and went and got some work, more work. My dog did a whole 15-minute round. I couldn't record. Obviously, you know, you can't record in them type of sceneries. But when I tell you, bro, my boy is working. He ready. All that test, chest shit, I guarantee you. If Tank already ain't got in Rowley head, he going to get in Rowley head this year. Guarantee you that. Because that's what Tank do. My dog, he going to shit-talk you in the ring. He going to get in your head, get you real mad, and then that's what he going to break you down. He going to break you down mentally and physically. And, Lord, oh, my God, that left hook and that uppercut, the way he set that bitch up, I'm telling you, Rowley better stay off them damn ropes. Rowley better stay off them damn ropes. But, yeah, that's my call. I appreciate the hat. I'm trying to get some more merch, so whenever y'all got some more shit on sale, I'm trying to get them. I'm trying to buy a glove with a signature on it or whatever. So I appreciate it. I love y'all. Y'all keep doing y'all thing. Broward to Vegas. You know how it is.
Shout out to you, champ. Appreciate the call as always. The support as always.
Thank you. That's everybody, man. Nesta Gibbs on Instagram and TikTok. Nesta
and
Gibbs
YouTube.
On
and
YouTube. Check out my latest and greatest project. I will be dropping some shoulder content here in just a few minutes. Yeah, man. And tune in. Today is Tuesday, so we won't be back till tomorrow, but we are scheduled to go to Ishmael Salas Gym for the Rowley Romero live media workout at 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, which is 3 o'clock Eastern. Bo will remind us to bring some gloves and have them signed not only by Laura, but Jesus Ramos, also by Rolly, Laura, everybody, Ellaby.
Jesus Ramos, Luis Cuba, Arias.
We working. We want Crystal on the show. Who's going to work that? Can I get Crystal? Can you be my producer for my other show? I want Crystal Frost.
Holy smokes, that's two jobs. That's
I know.
That's another
Do you
want to
raise?
Wait, hold on, there's three jobs.
Do you want to raise?
I got
raise?
You, champ. I got you.
He don't want to raise, y'all. I need Crystal Frost on my
you,
show.
Champ. I got you, champ.
Because
I'm texting her now. I'm texting to say no
you're
more.
You the man.
Say no more.
There it is, y'all. We out. Austin. I hope it's